Hey, with Lindsay Nelson and Ralph Kainter from a broadcasting booth on a positively beautiful afternoon in San Francisco. The skies an endless brilliant blue and clear. The temperature probably in the mid-60s. And the wind, so famous here at Candlestick as yet, has not really come up, but probably will in another 20 minutes. You can almost set your clock by it. Right now, Willie Mays and Casey are at home plate with the umpires to exchange the lineup slips. New York will have Johnny Lewis in right field leading off. Roy McMillan playing short, batting second. Eddie Cranepool at first base, the number three hitter. Joe Christopher in left field, batting cleanup. Jim Hickman in center field, batting number five. Charlie Smith at third base, hitting sixth. Bobby Klaus at second base, batting seventh. Chris Cannizzaro behind the plate, batting eighth. And on the mound, batting ninth, 6'7" Tom Parsons from Lakeville, Connecticut. For the Giants, Jose Pagan will be at shortstop leading off. Matty Alou in left field hitting second. Willie McCovey playing first base and batting third. Willie Mays in center field batting cleanup. Jesus Alou, the right fielder, bats number five. Third baseman Jim Hart will be batting sixth. Tom Haller behind the plate hitting seventh. Al Lanier will be at second base batting eighth. And on the mound, batting ninth, nine-year pitching veteran Jack Sanford. The umpires in today's game, Ken Burkhart behind the plate. Lee Wire will be at first. John Kibler calling the plays at second. And the crew chief of this umpiring team, Frank Sicori, will call the plays around third. Today's broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation, and the Shell Oil Company, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Johnny Lewis waiting the 1-1 delivery. Ground ball hit toward the hole, a base hit going into right field. And Johnny Lewis wastes not a moment in extending his hitting streak. Johnny has hit safely in all 10 ball games that he's played this year for the New York Mets. Johnny Lewis, who has performed brilliantly in the early going for New York, singling through the hole into right field. That brings up Roy McMillan. Roy laid down an important sacrifice bunt to help build a run early in the game last night. It turned out to be mighty important as the Mets played catch-up and made one of the steepest uphill climbs in their history. He's around the bunt. Bunts a beautiful bunt. Coming after the ball is McCovey. The play goes to first. The ball throw off the glove of Al Lanier. On his way to second is McMillan. Johnny Lewis around third will hold there. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. We'll wait and see whether the throw gets the air or whether Al Lanier draws it. Throw appeared to be a little bit wide. And it will be a throwing error on McCovey. Score it. A sacrifice and an error on the throw. Now, runners on second and third. Nobody out. And the hitter is Eddie Cranepool. Eddie batting .441 to lead the National League in batting. And he has hit safely in every ball game he's played this year for the Mets. Now the Giants bring in the left side of the infield, Jim Hart and Jose Pagan. Lanier plays back on the right side at second. McCovey is even with the bag, wide of the line at first. The outfield straight away. Strike call, a fastball in the outside corner. Jack Sanford, last Sunday at Shea Stadium, knocked his first win of the year when he bested Al Jackson 4-1. He left the game after six innings for a pinch hitter. Bob Shaw finished out with three perfect innings in relief. Now the pitch. Outside and high. It's one ball, one strike on Eddie Cranepool. Mets and Giants are now even this year. Each team is 1-2. Doubleheader tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting and televising both games of tomorrow's doubleheader back to New York. We'll be on the air at 2:55 p.m. New York time. A bounced foul. He went after a breaking pitch in the count 1-2 on Eddie Cranepool.
Yogi Berra on the coaching lines at first. Don Hefner coaching at third. Well, the Mets were a tired but a gleeful ball club as they headed back to their hotel following the marathon game last night. One of the real unsung heroes in the ball game was Galen Sisco. Galen has been battling arm trouble from mid-spring training on. And it was a strong performance by Galen that held the Giants in check and gave the Mets a chance to catch up in the ball game. Left side of the infield, it clamped in tight. Sanford winding, the 1-2 pitch. Outside and high, it's 2-2. Joe Christopher is on deck, and then Jim Hickman. Eddie had two hits and five times at bat in the victory last night. Now Sanford, the veteran right-hander, looks into Tom Haller for his sign. Pitching 2-2. Outside, and the string is out, 3-2. Eddie off to a great start. His base hit in the eighth inning last night figured in the Mets' comeback. The Mets scored six runs in the eighth and ninth to tie the game. A ground ball taken by McCovey. A fair ball, and he's out at first. The runner's hole. McCovey made the play right on top of the bag, and so Crane Pool is out. No chance for any advance by either base runner. McCovey was not sure that it was a fair ball. It was hit right down the line. And then when he checked with umpire Lee Wire, he turned around and stepped on the base. That brings up Joe Christopher. Now the Giants will have a conference at the mound to decide what strategy they want to follow. First base is open. Christopher, the cleanup batter, is stepping in. Joe scored the winning run in the 11th inning last night. He had drawn a walk. He stole second, went on to third on Haller's high throw, and scored on Smitty's sacrifice fly. They're going to put him on. They have a base open. And so Christopher will draw the intentional walk. The Giants will take their chances on getting the double play by pitching to Jim Hickman. Jim Hickman came into the game last night without a base hit this year. He'd been hitting the ball well, but right at somebody. But he broke out last night. He had two run-scoring doubles. Jim wound up tonight with two hits in six times at bat. Last time up, he hit a long fly that was caught against the fence by Matty Alou. So now here is Jim Hickman stepping in with the bases loaded. Johnny Lewis on third, Roy McMillan on second, and Joe Christopher on first. Giants drop the infield back at double play depth. Second baseman Hal Lanier will play Hickman to pull. He shades him far over toward second base. And the Giants have their outfield deep and around toward left. Mets casting a menacing threat here on the top of the first inning. Sanford, the 9-year pitching veteran, looks in for his sign. Johnny Lewis, the lead runner on third. Now the windup by Sanford. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball over. Strike call. Sanford has one of the best sliders in the National League. Been a very effective pitch for him, particularly against the right-hand hitters. And he knows how to keep it away so the hitters can't pull it. Now Hickman, back foot on the restraining line, bends a little from the waist. Takes it high. One ball, one strike. Jack Sanford underwent surgery in the middle of the season last year for an ailing elbow to remove an artery blockage. So he is trying to negotiate the comeback trail and has been pitching well. The 1-1 delivery. Foul ball, just barely got a piece of it off the end of the bat. Rolled right straight back in the count 1-2. Here at Candlestick Park, there is an awful lot of room in foul territory, which can help a pitcher out in a situation like this. This is by far and away one of the most beautiful days we've ever had for a ball game out here. It's windy, as you would expect. Sanford in front on the count now, facing Hickman. One ball and two strikes. Bases loaded, one man out. Now the pitcher on the way. Low and outside. He had Hickman leaning and following it, but Jim decided against it, and it broke away. Now the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanford in a sticky spot, taking a lot of time between pitches and weighing each one out very carefully. Now the pitch. Foul ball hit high in the air, giving chase Willie McCovey, but he'll have no play. This will be in the crowd. Last year, due to the ailing arm, Jack won only 5 ball games and lost 7. Giants pennant winning year 3 years ago. He won 24 and lost only 7. He has had some big years. Back in 57 with the Phillies, he was a 19-game winner. And year before last, he won 16. His high school coach in Wellesley was Hal Goodenow, a very important member of the New York Mets Speakers Bureau. Hal, for many years, appeared all over the upper Midwest with the Milwaukee Braves. The 2-2 delivery. A ground ball hit towards second base. Lanier flips to second, one out. Began to first. Safe, and the run is in. Close play at first base, but Hickman is safe. Lewis comes in to score. It was a roller hit to Lanier, not too hard. Lanier actually was playing in and over towards second against Hickman. He had great defensive position. The Giants a little bit slow at unrolling the double play, and Hickman arrives in time. So Hickman is safe on the fielder's choice. Christopher is forced out. Lanier to Pagan, and Lewis comes in to score. Give Jim Hickman a run batted in. Roy McMillan moving on to third. Runners on first and third, 2 outs, Charlie Smith the batter. New York in front, 1-0. Jim's third RBI in this series. He had 2 last night. Charlie Smith drove in the winning run in the 11th inning last night with a sacrifice fly. Throw to first by Sanford. It's not in time. Joe Christopher did a good job running the bases when he came home with a winning run. He was blocked off by Tom Haller. The ball arrived at about the same time, and Christopher, with a real hard slide, knocked the ball loose and came in with a winning run. A strike on the outside corner. Probably not accurate to say he knocked the ball loose because there was never possession, as both arrived at just about the same time. But Haller had taken possession up the line about 5 feet, which really made it tough for Christopher to get through. Throw to first, not in time. Runners on first and third, 2 men down, 1 run is in. Charlie Smith waiting. A line drive over second, a base hit to center field by Smitty. In comes Roy McMillan to score. Hickman stops at second, and the Mets are now in front, 2-0. So Charlie Smith, who drove in 2 runs, including the winning run last night, singles home Roy McMillan. Klaus is up. Bobby, the 7th man to hit here in the first inning. And the call goes to the Giant bullpen now for Ron Herbel to start getting ready. 2 runs are in. That's the 2nd hit on the inning off Sanford. And he pitches over. Strike 1 called. Both runs against Jack Sanford will be classified as unearned runs, as the result of a throwing error made by Stretch McCovey on the bunt laid down by Roy McMillan. It was a good bunt. It was going to move the runner, but it was thrown away at first. Too high. Bobby Klaus takes 1 ball and 1 strike. Runs in. Last night it was the Giants who got off to a fast start. They scored 5 runs in the first inning. Now the pitch to Bobby. A check swing roller that's fouled down to Yogi Berra on the lines at first. So they give Yogi a hand. Yesterday was Warren Spahn's 44th birthday. Spahn pitches tomorrow in one of the 2 games along with Al Jackson. Yogi Berra will celebrate his 40th birthday during the next Mets homestand. Yogi will turn 40 on the 12th of May. On On the homestand, the Mets will be entertaining four consecutive National League pennant contenders. The 1-2 delivery. A high pop fly outside third. Jim Hart in foul ground is under it waiting, and the side is out. But the Mets get off to a good start, scoring two runs. There were two hits, one error, and two left on. Runs will be unearned. And the score in the middle of the first, the Mets 2 and the Giants coming to bat. You know, it's hard to imagine New York City without every kind of jazz from Dixieland to progressive. Fortunately, you don't have to. Listen.
That's Backstreet Rag, a uniquely American sound. It came up the Mississippi out of New Orleans with the Negro jazzmen who played it to the world. But they didn't stop with Dixieland and the blues. Little David's Fugue by John Lewis is a new sound that's part of a new generation. But whether it's the old jazz or the new, it's thirsty work for the musicians. And when they put down their instruments, they'll pick up a cold beer, often Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of jazz than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do so many people like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Now, before the Giants come up against Tom Parsons in the bottom half of the first inning, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady, bringing you all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY, WGFM.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Candlestick Park. The Mets scoring two off Jack Sanford in the top of the first, and now the Giants come up against Tom Parsons. Tom started against Juan Marichal last Saturday at Shea Stadium and did a good job. The Mets were shut out by Marichal, the Giants winning 4-0. Parsons gave up just one earned run in the first six innings. He had to leave the ball game for a hitter trailing 2-0. One of the two had been unearned. So now he faces Jose Pagan, the Giant leadoff batter. Tall Tom is into his windup, and the pitch is in, strike one called. New York playing Eddie Crane Pool at first, Bobby Klaus at second, Roy McMillan at short, and Charlie Smith at third. The outfield, Joe Christopher in left, Jim Hickman in center, around in right field, Johnny Lewis. Chris Canizero behind the plate. Pagan hits a ground ball to shortstop. McMillan digs it out of the dirt. Max straightens up and throws. In time, Pagan is out. One away and nobody on. That'll bring up the speedy left fielder, Matty Alou. Matty's hitting 400. He's had 10 hits in 25 times at bat. Last of the first inning, Matty Alou, speedy left-hand hitter. When we say speedy, Matty has been clocked at 3.4 going to first base. As Casey would say, that's amazing. Drag bunt down the first baseline. He'll go to beat it out for a base hit. Well, he caught the Mets flat footer with a beauty of a drag bunt. Parsons was far behind in the race to try and get over there. They had no chance to get him. Cranebull had to field the bunt. And that's a base hit, a beauty of a drag bunt by Matty Alou as he cashes in on that blinding speed. Parsons, not in time. The only day game complete in the National League, the Cubs beat the Braves 3-1 behind Bob Buell. Chicago playing real good ball. They've now won six of their first nine ball games. They beat Tony Cloninger today. Now the pitch. Stretch McCovey looks it over. It's in. Strike one called. The other day game is in Cincinnati where The game has just ended with Cincinnati downing the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 on the slugging of Frank Robinson and Veda Penson. They shelled a Tracy Stallard who went out of the game in the sixth inning. The winner, Sammy Ellis, and the loser, Tracy Stallard. Reds winning 6-3. Frank Robinson hit two home runs off Tracy, and Veda Penson hit a home run in the seventh off Ray Washburn. Throw to first, not in time. Tonight, Pittsburgh at Houston and Philadelphia at Los Angeles. One out and one on. The pitch to McCovey. Ground ball slowly hit, charging in as Klaus. The play to second in time. Good play by Bobby Klaus. Bobby had to watch the runner. He made a beauty of a throw, zeroing in to McMillan to take the Speedy Alou off the line. That brings up Willie Mays. Willie batting 333. In the American League, Lee Thomas has hit a three-run homer in the 12th inning at Baltimore. And the Orioles have broken a 4-4 deadlock and gone ahead. The Red Sox have broken a 4-4 deadlock and gone ahead. 7-4, the Birds now hitting in the last of the 12th inning. Lee Thomas hitting a three-run homer in the top of the 12th inning. Now the pitch on the way, inside and low to Willie Mays, ball one. Home run, heroics in Detroit this afternoon. Tigers trailing by a run in the last of the ninth inning, got a game-tying home run by Willie Horton. And then a three-run homer by Gates Brown to come from behind and beat Minnesota 7-4. Larry Sherry winning in relief, and Jerry Fosno the loser in relief. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Parsons behind on Mays, 2-0. The Angels behind Dean Chance beat the Yankees 6-3 in the stadium. Bouton was the loser. Ralph Terry won his second game on a six-hitter with Bell in the ninth as Cleveland beat Kansas City 4-1. The White Sox behind Bruce Howard and Hoyt Wilhelm beat Washington 6-2. Ground ball whacked to shortstop. McMillan up with it. Plays to Klaus. The force on McCovey and the side is out. Good pitching job by Tom Parsons. The Giants are out in the first with no runs, a bunt single. No errors, one left on. At the end of one, the Mets two and the Giants nothing. The Mets will wind up this road trip in Cincinnati next weekend. Return to New York for the Mayor's Trophy game against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium on Monday night, May 3rd. And those Mayor's Trophy game tickets are now on sale at all Mets ticket outlets. Meeting between the Mets and the Yankees for the benefit of the Mayor's Sandlot Baseball Program in the greater New York area. A ball game for a real worthwhile cause. A lot of entertainment for you, the fan. Then Tuesday night, May 4th, the Mets will open one of their most attractive homestands of the year. Four consecutive pennant contenders will be coming into Shea Stadium, starting with the first night game of the season in big, beautiful Shea Under the Lights. Gene Mock brings the Phillies in with Stewart and Belinsky and all the rest of the cast. For the first night game, Tuesday night, May 4th. Another night game on the 5th, Wednesday night with the Phillies. Then the Braves are in for a weekend series, Friday night, Ladies' Day, Saturday the 8th, and a doubleheader Sunday the 9th. The Cardinals come in for a night game on the 11th and a day game the 12th. The Reds come in for a four-game weekend series. Tickets on sale at the advanced sale window at Shea Stadium. The Long Island Railroad waiting room in Penn Station in Manhattan, also at the Grand Central Terminal in Manhattan, at Macy's and the Walt Whitman Shopping Center in Huntington, Long Island, and remember, two reservations for box and reserve seats may be made at all Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. Chris Canizero leading off against Jack Sanford. We go to the second end. The pitch is over, strike one. Up, down comes the pitch. Off-speed delivery, it's over, strike two. Chris started the ball game last night and got a base hit his first time up. Jesse Gonder hit for Befke in the second, and Jesse stayed in the ball game. Now the pitch underway, off the outside corner, 1-2. Chris hails from nearby San Leandro, California, about 20 miles from here. 1-2 delivery. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. He jammed him with a fastball. One out of nobody on. Now Tom Parsons comes up. Tom pitched very well throughout the spring in St. Petersburg and earned a place in the starting rotation. And his first outing against the Giants, although losing, he pitched well. He allowed only one earned run against the Giants in six innings, went out of the game for a hitter. Breaking ball, a strike on the outside corner. Tom Parsons started out in the Pirate organization, and he had fellows like Al Jackson and Bob Beal for teammates. Slider outside, one ball, one strike. The extra inning ball game in Baltimore is now over. The three-run homer in the 12th inning by Lee Thomas wins the game for the Red Sox. The final score is 7-5. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. The winner in relief, the monster, Dick Raddatz. He came on for Earl Wilson in the seventh. Stu Miller gave up the three-run blast. Perhaps. Yes, he did. He came on in the eighth inning and is the loser. And the fastball is over. Strike three. Parsons caught looking. So in the Boston-Baltimore game, Red Sox 7 runs, 17 hits. They've really been hitting. 1 error. Baltimore 5-8-2. Raddatz the winner in relief of Wilson. Miller the loser. Pappas had started the ball game. Aside from the game-winning home run by Thomas, John Orsino and Jackie Brandt hit bird home runs with nobody on. A home run telling the story around baseball this afternoon so far. Johnny Lewis up, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, strike one. Johnny singled to right, leading off the ball game and later scored. He's hit safely in all 10 games he's played. And the fastball is over, strike two. Well, we're getting along toward dinner time around New York. We hope you'll enjoy the enjoyment of your dinner by keeping our Mets broadcast on and by having a glass or two of Rango beer. Low and inside, one ball and two strikes on Johnny Lewis. Talking about the home run story in big league ball today, the Tigers were behind by a run in the last of the ninth. A swing and a miss, he struck him out. Willie Horton tied the game with a homer, and Gase Brown won it with a three-run homer for Detroit. Well, Sanford coming back strong in the second, fans decide. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And the score, at the end of an inning and a half, the Mets 2 and the Giants nothing. Here's a helpful driving tip from the makers of Super Shell, the good mileage gasoline.
Do you know the safe way to drive in a rainstorm? Listen to these tips from local Shell dealers.
As soon as the first raindrops hit, slow down. That's when the road may actually be slickest.
And turn on your headlights, even if it isn't dark. They'll help oncoming drivers see you.
If it rains really hard, your brake linings may get wet, and that's dangerous. Keep testing your brakes. If they don't hold, dry out the linings by stepping on the brake pedal lightly and holding it down while you drive slowly for about a quarter of a mile.
Next time you're caught in a rainstorm, remember these tips from local Shell dealers. Slow down as soon as the rain starts. Turn on your headlights. Test your brakes. And if necessary, dry out the linings with a light pressure on the brake pedal. Why are local Shell dealers offering these safety tips? Because service is our business at Shell stations.
Last half of the second inning, Jesus Alou will be leading off against Tom Parsons. Jesus batting a torrid 378. Giants today are playing their 10th game of the year. They've won 4 and lost 5. The Mets today are playing their 11th game. The Mets have won 4 and lost 6. And they are playing the top teams in the National League. Parsons out of his windup. The pitch, line drive over the head of Bobby Klaus, a base hit. Johnny Lewis tracks it down in right center. He'll hold him to a single. And Jesus Alou is really sizzling. Now Jim Hart, the batter. Last night, he hit a two-run homer off young Jim Bethke that was driven into that strong wind and over the fence about 380 feet out. Pitch to Hart. Breaks off the catcher, Smith. On his way is Jesus. No throw by Canizero. breaking ball low and outside. Chris had a men on it, but it popped away and rolled just far enough to let him go. It'll be a short pass ball. So now Alou is on second. Nobody out. And one ball and no strikes on Jim Hart. Hart batting .343. His home run last night off Bethke was his first of the new season. Last year as a rookie, this powerfully constructed third baseman belted 31 round trippers. Mets play him deep and around toward left in the outfield. Now Parsons up in pitching position. Delivers to Hart. Bounced foul. He swung late. Whacked it down the first baseline. It's one ball, one strike on Jim Hart. Earning his way to the major leagues, Hart had some big years in the minors. Right-hand batter, feet close together, middle of the batter's box. Now the pitch by Parsons, a ground ball toward the hole. Kraus trying to run it down, is up with it, throws in time, and Hart is out. The ball wasn't hit hard, and Bobby was able to range wide to his glove side, field it in the hole, and get the runner, Jim Hart. Moving on to third goes Alou. Now with Tom Haller, a left-hand batter up, the right side of the infield will be back. The left side of the infield will play in. Mets two and the Giants nothing. We're in the last half of the second. Haller was struck out by Ryban to nail down the victory in the 11th inning last night. Tapped foul, no play, and the count strike one. Left-hander's wind, as it always is here at Candlestick, blowing from left across toward right. Cookie Lavagetto coaching at first base, and Charlie Fox on the Lions at third for new Giant manager Herman Franks. Al Lanier is the on-deck batter. Now the pitch. Breaking ball, low and away. One ball and one strike. Canizero, quarterbacking, sets up the target. The 1-1 pitch. A smash down to first, a base hit between Green Pool and the bag. Aaron's off the wall and foul ground back to right field. In the score comes Jesus Alou, and that's a run-scoring single by Tom Haller, and he really ripped it. He hit a shot between Green Pool and the line, and Green Pool was playing him toward the line. Run batted in for catcher Tom Haller, his first of the new season. Brings up Hal Lanier. He suffered a bruised ankle in a collision with Johnny Lewis at second base last night when Johnny was trying to break up a twin killing and did. And it was doubtful whether he could play today or not. Fastball over, strike one. A peg to first, not in time. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Single to right center by Jesus Alou. He took second on a pass ball, moved to third on a ground out, and comes in to score on the base hit by Haller. Throw to first, just lobbed over there by Tom Parsons. Giant pitcher Jack Sanford will be up next. Now Parsons up in pitching position. Down comes the pitch. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's strike two. Took over as the Giants' regular second baseman about a third into last season. He had started the year in the Coast League at Tacoma. Batted .276 for the Giants. Two-strike delivery is fouled back up into the crowd. No play. Doubleheader tomorrow starts at high noon here in San Francisco. That means our broadcast will be on at 2:55 p.m., 5 before 3, New York time. And this is the night everybody loses an hour's sleep as we head toward daylight saving time. But don't worry about it. You get it back in October. Two-strike delivery. Ground ball whacked to shortstop. McMillan fires to second. One. On to first, he's hit. The throw goes high and wide over into foul territory. Lanier is going on to second to play at second, and he is safe on a rather close play. Ooh, Bobby Klaus was really whacked by Tom Haller just as he turned the throw loose. And as a result, that ball went sky high. And Bobby will have to be charged with an error on a play in which he had no control. He was hit so hard, it just made the ball fly high and wide. We'd like to send along our congratulations to Sam Taub. You know, Sam is one of the pioneers of the sports broadcasting profession. And tomorrow evening in Norwalk, Connecticut, Sam Taub will be honored at a 50th anniversary testimonial. Don Dunphy will be the master of ceremonies, and Jack Dempsey will be among the guests. And our best wishes to a great guy, Sam Taub. Now Sanford up. Fastball over, strike one. That ball a near hit over toward the hole wasn't hit real hard, and the timing was just such that Bobby Klaus was a dead duck as tall, rangy Tom Haller came sliding in hard at second base. Pitch to Sanford, a squibber out in front of the plate, hurrying for it is Parsons. He's up with it, throws to first, the side is out. Side retired in the last of the second, the Giants get a run. One run, two hits, one error, one left. Now two innings complete on the score. The Mets two, and the Giants one. The Giant run will be scored as an earned run. Fans tickets for the third annual Mayor's Trophy game between the Mets and the Yankees are on sale now at all Met ticket outlets. You know, the game is scheduled for Monday night, May 3rd at Yankee Stadium. And proceeds from the Mayor's Trophy game will go toward the purchase of equipment for Sandlot baseball teams throughout the New York City area. It's a very worthwhile ball game. The Mets and Yankees do everything they can to make the game bring in as much money for the Mayor's benefit program as possible. They pay all of their own expenses. Right after the Mayor's Trophy game, the Mets have their first night game in Big Shea. They'll play their first night game against the Philadelphia Phils on Tuesday night, May 4th, and that opens a homestand that sees four contenders come into Shea Stadium. Right here, we're going to the third inning. The Mets are coming up against Jack Sanford. And all set now to describe the action for you, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob, and hi to everyone. A pleasant day here in San Francisco. Hope you're having the same. Leading 2-1. The first man up for New York will be Roy McMillan. He'll be followed by Ed Crane Poole and then Joe Christopher. Roy sacrificed his first time up to set up one of the Mets' runs in the first inning. They scored two in the first. Giants came back, scored a run in the bottom half of the second to cut the lead to 2-1. Roy looking for his fourth hit this year, and the first pitch by Sanford, high for ball one. Jack, a right-hander with a fastball that moves in on the right-hand batter, a good slider, and a good curve. His 1-0 delivery is high again. It's ball two. Two sliders in a row. It's two balls, no strikes. Mets have won four of their 10 ball games played. They're 4-6. The Giants have won four of their 9, 4-5. This is the second game of a four-game series. Tomorrow it's going to be Al Jackson and Warren Spahn for the Mets. Going for the Giants, the scheduled pitchers, Juan Marichal and Bob Bolin. Down to 2-0 delivery. It is in for a called strike. Sanford down around the knees with a slider. It's two balls, one strike. Temperature today scheduled to be right around 80 degrees. Not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful day. 2-1 delivery. Hit hard in the ground to short. Dug out by Jose Pagan. He overhands to first base. Roy McMillan out here in the top of the third. That'll bring up Ed Crane Poole. Ed grounded out to first base with runners at second and third in the first inning. He is 0-for-1. Started the ball game as the National League's leading hitter. Batting at 441 at the start of the ballgame, his 0-for-1 has dropped him down to 429. He is second in the National League and runs batted in. He has a total of 10. So Ed off to a good start. 20 years of age. Remember the time that he signed up with the Mets after graduating from Monroe High School in New York? Flew out here to San Francisco to see his first game as a New York Met player. He swings and misses at strike one. Wind blowing out toward right field. A good hitting right field here. 375 in right center. He hits one deep to right. It's going, 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 and gone. Greenpool picking up his second home run, his 11th run batted in. And he now has hit in 10 consecutive ball games, as has Johnny Lewis. His first home run came off Dick Farrell of the Houston Ball Club. So Eddie Greenpool now with his second home run, the Mets leading by a score of 3-1. No doubt about that one. It was caught by one of the group that hang out over beyond the right field fence, about 40 feet in back of the right field fence. Down the line, it's 335. Now the batter is Joe Christopher. Joe walked intentionally his first time up. He looks for strike one. Giants tried to pull off some strategy in the first inning, which did not come off. Herman Franks played the infield in on Ed Cranepool, and he grounded out with runners at second and third. They had to hold. Christopher has walked intentionally, but then the Mets came through. Pitch is inside. It is one ball, one strike. Jim Hickman hit into a force play, beating out a double play attempt. On that play, John Lewis scored from third base, and then Charlie Smith came up with a two-out single to center field to drive in the second run. Now the Mets have added one more here in the third with the home run from Ed Cranepool. 1-1 delivery to Christopher. Fouled off at strike two. Off the mask of Ken Burkhardt, the umpire behind home plate. Lee Wire, the umpire at first base. John Kibler umpiring at second base. And Frank Shikori, the umpire at third. Mets have utilized their three hits to score three runs. San Francisco with three hits, but one run. One away. We're in the top of the third. Pitch back to Christopher. Fouled back in the screen. Count stays at 2-2. Mets and Giants have played four, and they're all even at 2 apiece. Last year, the Mets gave the Giants a lot of trouble. Battled them right down the line in many a ball game. Giants won 11, the Mets won 7. But the Giants won 3 extra inning ball games to turn the tide. Pitch back to Christopher, bounced down towards second base. Lanier stays back on it and throws to first base for the out. Christopher just more or less three-quarters speeding it down to first. It's 2 away here in the top of the third. The Mets in front 3-1 in the second ball game of the four-game series, and Jim Hickman comes up. Jim is 0-for-1 with a run batted in. He picked up his first two hits of the season in last night's ball game. Both hits doubled. He is 2-for-19 for the year. And he also drove in 2 runs last night. And the one here today, he has a total of 3. And the first pitch to the right-hand batter, a curveball, sort of a check swing, and it's strike one. Next pitch is hit down the left field line, foul, taken on the ground by Jim Ray Hart. Back to Jim. Looked at it. It's a call. Strike three. 4th strikeout for Jack Sanford. He struck out the side in the second. Now picking up his 4th is Jim Hickman to start looking. For the Mets, 1 run. 1 hit. No errors. No one left on base. And the score at the end of 2.5. The Mets 3. The Giants 1. Say, if you're wondering what kind of song goes with Sal Presace and Sal Chichi, listen to this.
Come
Mame Facete Mameta is sure to be sung when Italian-Americans get together. And spicy pizza rustica will be served. The inevitable result is a fiery thirst. This song brings on the beer, probably Rheingold. In New York City, where there are more Italians than in Naples, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Italian Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the third, and while we wait for the leadoff batter to come in, we'll step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
WGY, WGFM's Schenectady, bringing you all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY, WGFM.
Bob Conner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Mets leading 3-1. The Giants coming up. The first man up will be Jose Pagan. Jose grounded out to short his first time up against Tom Parsons. Tom has given up one run, allowed three hits. And the big right-hander with his first pitch, a fastball low and inside, is ball one. Tom, 6'7", on the mound for the Mets with a record of 0-1. He was defeated by the Giants, pitching against Juan Marichal in New York last weekend. A 1-0 delivery. It's hit deep in the right center field. It'll go for a single. Could be for two. Coming over is Johnny Lewis to cut it off, and he holds him at first base. Earl Fagan picks up a base hit, his first. Giants now at four hits. And the batter will be Matty Alou, who beat out a bunt his first time up in the first. Matty, a left-hand batter with good speed, bunted on out toward first base and beat the play when Tom Parsons was late covering. Actually, he probably couldn't have beat him there anyway. Matty getting away from the plate and excellent style. Throw to first base, not in time. Just a little odd throw by Tom Parsons. Mets leading 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the third, no one out. Tom Parsons having to contend with Matty Alou now. Next is Willie McGovey, and if it goes far enough, Willie Mays. And Parsons now looking first. The pitch to the plate is just outside. Fastball at the knees, it's ball one. Every time you see a left-hand batter up in this ballpark with the wind blowing out the right field, you get a little bit nervous. Now the pitch. Changeup pops in the shallow right. The base hit. Johnny Lewis trying to decoy the runner. He picks it up and holds him at second base. Giants are impressed with Johnny Lewis. They are not taking any chances. He has four assists so far, and Jose Pagan, who had rounded second, had no intention of going to third. That was a looping line drive into right field. Johnny Lewis coming in decoyed the play by making like he was going to catch the ball. That sort of slowed up Pagan, and when he got to it, the runner held at second. Now Gary Cole warming up the bullpen for the Mets. He was knocked out in last night's ball game. Mets went on to win it, coming from behind by scoring six runs in the last two innings. They tied up, and they won it 9-8. Bo Alou now is 2-for-2. Runners at first and second. The batter is Willie McGovey. And the first pitch is checked on. It's too low. It's ball one. Giants now with five base hits off Tom Parsons. Willie hit into a force play, rounding down to second base his first time up. Batting the 382 in this abbreviated season. Parsons looks at second. His pitch back, grounded foul. Off to the right side. The count now at one ball and one strike. Mets last night getting a double break. They picked up a win and at the same time got to see a lot of pitchers in action. That's something they had not had a chance to do. They got behind in the ballgame 5-1, then 6-1. And Casey Stengel had a chance to see some pitching. Winning pitch in the ballgame was Dennis Rybin. One ball, one strike. And Parsons now back to the plate. The pitch is hit in the air in the center field. High in the air, deep to center. Now waiting for the ball at center fielder Hickman. He makes the catch, bagged up at second base as Jose Pagan. He goes to third, and Matty Lou, who was halfway down the line, went back to first. That ball was a towering dive deep in the center field. The ball in the air as high as it could go. Hickman went back about to the 390 mark to make the catch. Now the batter will be Willie Mays with one man away. Willie grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. He's batting at 324. Mets leading 3-1. One man out. Throw to first base. No tag made as Alou gets back easily. One man out, bottom half of the third. Now Mays stepping out of the batter's box. Ken Burkhart calling time in as Mays gets back in. That's looking for a double play. And the first pitch is hit down the short through in the center field, a base hit. Going from third base is Jose Pagan. Going to third is Matty Lou, and Willie Mays is on. So Willie picks up his seventh run batted in. Giants have scored their second run in the ballgame, and the Mets now have their lead cut to 3-2. That brings up Jesus Alou. Jesus singled to right field his first time up. Runners at first and third. Giants getting their sixth hit off Tom Parsons. Gary Kroll still throwing for the Mets. And the Mets infield back again looking for the double play. And the first pitch to Jesus, right in the right field, throwing from third on the base hit. Is Matty Lou, a long throw to third base as Willie Mays tries to make it, and he is safe. And here comes Casey Stengel. So the Giants sat up on a handle hit, sliced off over to the right side on the ground. Matty Lou scoring from third on the base hit. And Willie Mays going to third. Score tied at 3-3. And Tom Parsons waiting for Casey Stengel to arrive at the mound. That is the seventh hit for the Giants. They picked up one in the first, two in the second, and now have four here in the third. Gary Kroll still throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. All the hits in this inning have been singles. Jose Pagan led off with a single to right field. He went down to second base when Matty Lou looped a single into right field. Jose Pagan then went to third in a fly ball by Willie McCovey to deep center. Willie Mays singled in the run, and Jesus Alou singled in the run. Now Casey Stengel back to the bench, and Tom Parsons has been left in the game. Tom will be pitching to Jim Ray Hart, the third baseman. Jim rattled out to second base his first time up. And once again, the Mets have their infield set for the double play. Willie Mays at third base. Jesus Alou at first. Quick throw to first, no tag made as the throw arrives too late. Parsons taking time on the mound, now gets into the set position. And the pitch. Taken low, ball one. Jim Ray Hart with four hits last night to raise his average up to .333. Also had a home run, his first this year. Giants have had four home runs this year, three by Mays, one by McCovey, one by Hart. Make it five. And the pitch back in the dirt, blocked by Canagero, holding the first base, Jesus Alou. Smith kept the ball out in front of the plate. It rolled out about 6 or 7 feet, and the runners had no chance to move. Two balls, no strikes. Giants with two in, runners at first and third. One man out. We're in the bottom half of the third. Now Parsons with a runner at first and a pitch back to the plate. It's in a fastball, let her high on the inside corner. Two balls, one strike. Willie Mays edging down the line at third. A throw to first base, but no tag made again. A deuce being held as close as possible, hoping that they will set up a double play. Now Parsons will look at the signs from Chris Canizero. He goes into the stretch position. And the pitch. It is hit on the ground in the hole. Going over to Cone. He goes to second base in time for the fourth play there. And scoring from third base with a tie-breaking run is Willie Mays. No chance for double play. In fact, a good play by Roy McMillan to get through the ball. Ball got by Charlie Smith as he went to his left. McMillan had to go deep in the hole to come up with it. He threw over to second base, throw down around the knees, and it was taken there by Bobby Clouse. So the Giants have their third run in this inning. They lead now 4-3. And the batter will be Tom Haller. Haller with a base hit to drive in the first run for the Giants in the second. Left-hand batter. And the first pitch to Haller is a fastball outside, ball one. Runs batted in have been from Willie Mays, Jesus Alou, Jim Ray Hart, and Tom Haller. All in a row, starting with the fourth hitter. Parsons back again, and the pitch is hit in the air, high in the air to left field. Joe Christopher waiting for it, now moving in. And he makes the catch, and that retires the side. In the inning, the Giants take the lead by scoring three runs. They had four hits. There were no errors. One man left on, and the score at the end of three, the Giants 4, New York Mets 3. Now a word from Cool Filter King.
Ever feel you're not getting what you want in a menthol cigarette? Then it's time you come up to Cool. Only Cool gives you rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness. The most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough until you change to Cool. Just not tasting cool enough. Give you some of two cool. With rich tobacco, cool white filter, extra coolness too.
Discover extra coolness in your smoke.
Let Cool come through for you. You'll be smoking cool.
Come all the way up to Cool. Cool Filter Kings.
Top of the fourth inning, the Mets with the lead taken away by the Giants when they scored three runs in the bottom half of the third. Now they'll come up with Charlie Smith as their leadoff batter. Charlie Smith, Bobby Clouse, and Chris Canizero to bat against Jack Sanford, who now has gone in front. Jack has given up three runs. He has allowed three hits, struck out four and walked one. Got three of his strikeouts in the second. Charlie batting for the second time. He singled to center field to drive in a run his last time up. And the first pitch to Charlie is a called strike. Charlie scoring around a throw the bunt, taking the pitch. Charlie had a good hitting day yesterday, hit the ball well, got one for four and drove in two runs. And here today he has a base hit in one time up to drive in a run. Pitch back, curveball outside. One ball, one strike. Charlie last year when he joined the Mets got off to a slow start. He was 0 for 26, and this year again he's off to a very slow start. Six hits and 35 times up. 1-1 delivery. Fouled all out of play. That moves the count to one ball and two strikes. Gary Kroll still throwing in the bullpen very easily now, just in case manager Casey Stengel can go to a pinch hitter. Pitcher is the fourth man due up this inning. One ball, two strikes. Stanford, a meticulous worker, taking a long study of the signs by his catcher, Tom Haller. Now he goes into the windup. Kicks, and the pitch is fouled down in the dirt. Breaking pitch again. They counted 1-2. Stanford is 35 years of age. Resides in Prospectville, Pennsylvania. Born in Wellesley, Massachusetts. He was originally signed by the Phillies. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed the curveball. Strike 3, and Stanford has his 5th strikeout. That brings up Bobby Clough. Bobby fouled out his first time up, so he is 0-1. Right-hand batter playing at second base. News on Ron Hunt is that he is coming along in fine style and should be able to play when he joins the ball club in Houston. The first pitch is a fastball, strike 1. Ron missing just about all of spring training and, of course, the first part of the season. He's had tendonitis of his middle finger of his right hand. The pitch back is strike 2. 0-2 on Bobby Clough. Now Stanford back again. And a 2-strike delivery. Looked at, strike 3. So Stanford now with 3 strikeouts in a row, picking up his last man in the third. His first 2 here in the top of the 4th. He struck out 3 in a row in the 2nd. Right down the line, getting Canizero, Tom Parsons, and Johnny Lewis. Giants lead 4-3 with 2 away in the top of the 4th. And the batter is Chris Canizero. And his first pitch is swung on. A curveball, strike 1. Stanford with a good breaking curve. Jack started pitching back in 1948. His first year in the major leagues, 1956. He comes back with a slider. It's low, ball 1. 1-1. Last year with the Giants, he was 5-7. Next pitch back, slowly hit down towards second base. Hal Lanier comes in, picks it up, throws to first base, bat retires the side. 1-2-3 for Jack Stanford. And the score at the end of 3.5, the Giants 4, the Mets 3. Getsy boat isn't something you row or sail. You swing it like this.
Jedzia Bot is a song that gets sung over and over at Polish parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Piwo Piwo is the traditional Polish call for beer, and often it's wrangled extra dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Poles than in all of Świdnica, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Polish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the 4th, the Giants coming up against Tom Parsons. Given up 4 runs, allowed 7 hits. The Giants breaking 2 to take the lead in the top, in the bottom half of the 3rd. They scored 3 runs and 4 hits. They take it away from the Mets, who were leading at the time by a 3-1 score. First man up for the Giants will be Hal Lanier. He'll be followed by Jack Stanford and then Jose Pagan. Right-hand batter, batting at 125. He has 4 hits and 32 times up this year. He grounded out for the shortstop his first time up, hit into a 4th play. Fortune Tom Haller at second base. And the first pitch by Parsons, a curve breaking 2-0, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Giants, 4 runs, 7 hits. The Mets, 3 runs and 3 hits. Parsons back again. A fastball loops in the center field. Hickman coming in. He's right there, and he makes the catch. One away on the fly ball to Jim in center, and it brings up Jack Sanford. Jack wearing number 33, shedding the jacket in the on-deck circle. He is 0-1 today. Bounced back to the pitcher in the second. 250 batter in the season, 1 hit and 4 times up. Jack is a strong hitter. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark. You have to be careful with him. And the first pitch by Parsons, fastball, a hard swing, a foul ball out of play. Well, something happening here that you don't see too often. There's a church lead crowd in the sunshine. Sun shining on the right field side. On the left field side, see a few coats. Temperature due to get around 80. One strike delivery. Looked at, strike two. Tom Parsons working here in the bottom half of the fourth. The Giants leading 4-3. And the right-hander back to Sanford. Way inside with a breaking pitch. Sanford has to fall down to get out of the way. It was a curveball. Wouldn't have hurt if it had hit him. But instinct took over, and he just bailed out and got down on the ground. One ball, two strikes. Now Parsons into the windup. His pitch back. Check swing, and he checked in time, ball two. He went around pretty far, but held off, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's one of the hardest calls that an umpire has to make in a ball game, the check swing. Usually, they'll ask for some help from the first base umpire. It's not required, but they sometimes do. 2-2 delivery, a check swing, this time a foul ball. Ball going out of play. When picking up in velocity now toward right field, it comes in on schedule about 3 o'clock. It starts to blow air and blows usually until about 9, 9:30. Now the 2-2 delivery, it is bounced toward short. Going to his left is Roy McMillan. He comes up with it, throws to first base, and that makes 2 away. Brings up Jose Fagan. Two games in the National League. Cincinnati defeated St. Louis 6-3. The winning pitcher, Sammy Ellis, with help from McCool. Robinson had 2 home runs. Fenton had 1 for the Reds. And Chicago defeated Milwaukee 3-1. The winning pitcher, Bob Buell, with help from Abernathy. No home runs in that game. Also scheduled in the National League, Pittsburgh at Houston and Philadelphia at Los Angeles. When the Mets return home, they open up on May 4th with a night game against Philadelphia. First pitch to Fagan is inside. It's ball one. The American League, in 12 innings, Boston over Baltimore 7-5. Detroit over Minnesota in 9, 7-4. Angels defeated New York 6-3. The Yankees losing to Dean Chance, a six-hitter. Tim Bowden, the losing pitcher. Cleveland defeated Kansas City 4-1, and Chicago defeated Washington 6-2. Next pitch is looked at it. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Right here, the Giants 4, the New York Mets 3. Two away, bottom half of the fourth, as Tom Parsons works to Jose Fagan. He has 1 hit and 2 times up, and he has scored a run. And the right-hand batter takes a curve. It's outside. Down around the knees, 2 balls, 1 strike. Tom now looking around towards center field, bumping up the ball. Ball game got off to a fast pace, and now it's settled down just a trifle. 2-1 delivery, inside, ball three. Rolfe Gunn checking with the third base coach. Charlie Fox for the hit or take sign. Charlie, incidentally, went to James Monroe High School in New York. Same school that Ed Cranepool and Hall of Famer Hank Greenberg went to. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch. In there. He was taking all the way. Strike two. So a full count to Jose Fagun, the on-deck batter, Matty Alou. And the delivery is back and hit back to the pitcher. He takes it on one hop. Ball is hit well. Throws to first base, and that retires the side. 1-2-3 for the first time in the ballgame for Tom Parsons. And the score at the end of four, the Giants 4, the New York Mets 3. And now, once again, here's Bob Murphy.
Okay, Ralph, you know, the brand new 1965 Mets yearbook is fresh off the presses and all set for you. And you'll find as you thumb through the pages of this handsome book that it has all the up-to-date facts and figures about the amazing Mets. In addition, 258 action photographs. The lifetime records of all the Mets, including the first-year men, are there in complete detail. Special bonus, a full squad picture on the back cover suitable for framing. And as you would imagine, a lot of attention devoted to the newest members of the Mets, future Hall of Famers Yogi Berra and Warren Spahn, dressed up with a lot of pictures. To get the new 1965 Mets yearbook, send in 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Remember, that's 1965 Mets yearbook. Send in 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 29 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Well, I've never talked to a happier young man than Ron Swoboda was this morning. And certainly he had every right to... such a wonderful feeling. Ron came up in the ninth inning with New York 4 behind last night as a pinch hitter and belted his third home run. His second pinch home run to tie a Mets club record. So Ron has 3 home runs and only 11 times at bat. That's quite a ratio. And the pitch is out on the outside corner for a call strike. Ron Swoboda is batting for Tom Parsons. Ron now is only 1 behind the National League lead in home runs. A swing and a miss and the count strike two.
This is Swoboda, heading for Parsons.
Jack Sanford settling into a real strong groove. The Mets got 2 runs in the first, 1 in the third. Ground ball bounced slowly towards second base. Lanier comes in. He's up with it. Pegs to McCovey in time, and Ron Swoboda has been thrown out. Since Eddie Cranepool's home run has put New York in front 3-1. Sanford has settled to retire 6 straight hitters. Meanwhile, the Giants came back against Tom Parsons to get 3 runs in the last of the third inning. And they lead New York 4-3. The game is in the top half of the fifth inning. Johnny Lewis up. Johnny 1-for-2. Fastball a strike on the outside corner. Jack Sanford and Bob Shaw combined for a victory against Al Jackson and the Mets last Sunday at Shea Stadium. It's fouled off by Johnny Lewis. Johnny singled a right and later scored in the opening inning and kept his streak going. He's hit safely in all 10 ball games that he's played. Sanford, settling into a good groove, has fanned 6 men and 4 and a third. Foul tipped. He barely got a piece of a breaking ball in the count strike two. Doubleheader tomorrow, Al Jackson and Warren Spahn pitching against Juan Marichal and Bob Bolin. The Mets will be pitching southpaws, the Giants working with right-handers. The Giants have only 1 left-hand pitcher on their staff, and that's Bob Henley. They have 2 left-handers at Tacoma that might very well be brought into the picture, Dick Estell and Al Stanek. Now the pitcher on the way. Outside, one ball and two strikes. The Giants also remain hopeful that Masanori Murakami, promising young left-hander from Japan who was with the Giants in the latter part of last year, will eventually join the team. The 1-2 delivery. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. He got Johnny to go for a bad pitch. One of the few times that Lewis has chased the ball. So, Burley Jack Sanford hangs up his seventh strikeout. Two outs and nobody on. The batter, Roy McMillan. Max sacrificed his turn at bat to help Dolan run in the first and actually raced all the way to second when the ball was thrown away by Willie McCovey. And then Mac later scored. McMillan grounded out short to first in the third inning. Now, Roy McMillan is a Texas cattle rancher, and he really looks it. Here's the windup pitch to McMillan. It's over the letters for a call strike. Mac has about 55 head of Black Angus on his ranch outside Bonham, Texas. They also have some Angora goats, but their primary objective is to clear the brush, which they do very well. Pitch is over, a breaking ball, strike two calls. That part of the country, you don't raise the goats for sale, although you can. They're very valuable for helping to keep things clear. Two-strike delivery off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Mets trail by a run as they hit against Sanford here in the top half of the fifth inning. Giants four runs, seven hits, and one error. The Mets 3-3-1. A ground ball wrapped to shortstop. Jose Pagan digs it out of the dirt. The peg across to McCovey, and the Mets are out. 1-2-3. So since Eddie Cranepool's home run, Sanford has retired 8 straight. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We've come 4.5, and at the end of 4.5 innings to score, the Giants 4 and the New York Mets 3. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
More and more smokers are discovering that there's one cigarette that gives you something no other cigarette offers. That cigarette is Cool Filter King's, the only cigarette that gives you rich tobaccos, cool white filter, and extra coolness.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough
until you change to Cool.
Just not tasting cool enough
till you come up to Cool.
With rich tobaccos, cool white filter, extra coolness too.
Discover extra coolness in your smokes.
Let Cool come through for you. You'll be smoking cool all the time once you come up to Cool.
Discover extra coolness. Come all the way up to Cool. Cool Filter Kings.
Gary Kroll is in the hurl now for New York. Gary was the starting pitcher in the game last night and would have suffered a loss, but the Mets took him off the hook. By roaring from far behind, they were 6 runs behind going to the 8th inning. But Casey's Mets got 2 in the 8th and 4 in the 9th inning and tied the game and then won the game in the 11th, 9-8. Gary, after beating the Giants in his initial outing, was wild in the game last night. He walked 2, left the game in the first inning, and was charged with 4 runs. He went on down to the bullpen after he left the game to work with Warren Spahn. Warren felt that Gary was not unlocking his hips and not striding and aiming in the right direction. So this will be Gary Cole's first relief appearance after 2 starts. And Matty Alou, 2-for-2 in the ballgame, leads off in the last of the fifth inning. Charlie Smith in close at third against Alou. Gary out of his windup, the pitch, breaking ball over, strike one call. Gary is a hard thrower. He considers himself primarily a fastball pitcher, and he does throw hard. Spahn has been working with him to try and use his breaking ball more because he has a good curveball. Change up, a fly in the air to right field. Back goes Lewis, fairly deep, and he's got it. Johnny Lewis had to go back to the edge of the warning track to pull that one down, hit by Matty Alou, and it carried a lot better than we thought it would at first. One away in the Giants' fifth inning. That brings up McCovey. Stretch has reached on a fielder's choice and fly to center, nothing for two. This fly to center, by the way, put Jim Hickman right back against the fence, 410 feet away. Giant left-hand batter. The pitch by Kroll. He bunts the ball into the air, foul, and out of play. Boy, there's one. Willie McCovey trying to bunt for a base hit. One out and nobody on. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Gary Kroll, 6'6" right-hander, winds and pitches. Real good curve breaking into McCovey. It's over, strike two. Gary left the game in the first inning last night with one out. Befke came in, got the side out after giving up a home run to Hart. Then Galen Sisco became the unsung hero. He came in and held the Giants in check. Breaking ball low and inside, and it nicked him. Down to first base goes McCovey. That was a breaking ball thrown off speed. And Gary Kroll and Chris Canizzaro are arguing with umpire Ken Burkhart. Neither Kroll nor Canizzaro is convinced that the ball grazed the uniform of Willie McCovey. Galen Sisco, looking better than he has at any time since the start of spring training, gave up one earned run over the five innings that he worked, but he held the Giants in check and gave the Mets a chance to fight back into the ballgame. Here's the pitch on the way. Willie Mays takes low and outside, ball one. Willie has grounded out to short and singled home a run. The RBI for Willie is seventh. Willie is the Giant leader in runs batted in. Low and outside, two balls and no strikes. Willie batting 342. He had an even faster start a year ago. Eddie Crane, Kroll holding against McCovey, one out. The pitch by Kroll, way outside, ball three, and Gary now is behind on Mays, 3-0. Jesus Alou, who is red hot, waiting on deck. Now let's see if they give him the green light. They do, a ground ball hit toward the hole, a base hit by Willie Mays. McCovey goes down to second, he'll stop there. And Willie, hitting 3-0, punches a ground single through the hole into left field. Now Casey sends the sign down to the bullpen, and Frank Lehre will start warming up. Giants have a threat now. McCovey on second, Mays on first, and one out. The batter is Jesus Alou. Jesus has 2-for-2 and has knocked in a run. He's batting 410, takes a breaking ball over, strike one called. Fans, come up to Kool for the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Kool Filter King. Breaking ball is looked at again by Jesus, and it's over for a call strike. Mets have the infield hoping for the shot at two. Bobby Klaus fanned towards second against Jesus. Jesus, just 22 years old, and he already has a full season behind him as a Giant regular. Foul tipped, and the ball catches Chris Canizzaro. Now Chris bounces right up. He's all right. Center Gus Mudge coming out to make sure that Canizzaro is okay. Chris is going to take a stroll to have a moment to get the feeling a little better. Gus talks to him and is convinced that Chris is okay, and now Gus comes back to the dugout. We'll bring you right up to date on all the scores of the other ball games around the major leagues with the details at the end of the inning. Jim Ray Hart is the on-deck batter, and then Tom Haller. Mets had the early lead. They led 3-1 after Crane Pool homered in the third. But the Giants dug in against Tom Parsons and scored three in the last of the third inning. Mays, Alou, and Hart driving runs home.
Now, Jerry Kroll, with a two-strike advantage, delivers to Alou. Low and outside. Canizero bluffing a throw to first. Really a bluff because Eddie Cranepool is not holding against the runner because Alou has been hitting the right field a great deal. Jesus, a right-hand batter, but he's been repeatedly drilling the ball through the hole into right field. He's had two hits today, and they both have been to right field. Now, Gary, in pitching position, delivers to Alou, and he pops it up. He went after a changeup. Canizero is out in front of the plate. Infield fly reeling invoked, and the ball is caught by Canizero. So Gary Kroll gets a tough hitter, and Jesus Alou now will contend with another in Jim Hart. Third baseman Jim Hart has grounded out second to first and reached on a fielder's choice. Nothing for two, Hart batting 324. He's a very aggressive hitter, much like Jesus Alou. They seldom draw a walk. They're up there swinging away. Now Gary, with two outs and two on, delivers. Breaking ball, low and outside. So Gary is going with his curveball a great deal more in relief here this afternoon than he did as a starter in the game last night. Giants 4 and the Mets 3, bottom half of the fifth inning. Swinging a miss on a high hard one. He came with a fireball that time. One ball and one strike. The doubleheader here tomorrow gets underway at high noon in San Francisco. That's 3 o'clock back in New York. So we'll be on at 5 till 3 with both radio and television of both games of the doubleheader. The 1-1 delivery. High pop-up on the right side of the infield. Eddie Cranepool and Bobby Klaus are there, and it's Klaus who makes the catch. That wind was making that one a little tricky. The last moment, Klaus had to call Cranepool off, and Bobby takes it. Side retired in the home fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. Now five innings complete. The Giants, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. They've had 5 left on. The New York Mets, 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. The Mets have had 2 left on. In the American League, a 3-run homer in the 12th inning by Lee Thomas gave the Red Sox a 7-5 thriller over the Orioles. Raddatz, the winner in relief, and Stu Miller, the loser, in relief. Now the sixth inning, and Eddie Cranepool is up. The pitch by Sanford is outside and low, ball one. Eddie kept his streak going when he hit a line drive over the right field fence in the third inning for his second home run of the year. Ball two, low and outside, 2-0. In Detroit today, Willie Horton homered in the ninth inning to tie the game with Minnesota. And then later, Gates Brown hit a 3-run homer to win it for the Tigers. They beat the Twins 7-4. Jerry was the winner in relief, and Jerry Fosno the loser. Ball three, it's outside. Sanford behind on the count now, 3-0. At Yankee Stadium, Cy Young Award winner Dean Chance went the route on a six hitter as the Angels downed the Yankees, beating Jim Bouton 6-3. Former Yankee Ralph Terry won his second ball game. He combined with Gary Bell as Cleveland beat Kansas City 4-1. Fred Talbot was the loser in relief of Mo Drabowski. 3-0 pitch. It's a strike at the knees, 3-1. Rounding out the American League action, Floyd Robinson had the big hit, a 3-run homer, as the White Sox beat Washington 6-2. Bruce Howard, the winner, with Wilhelm in the seventh. Buster Narum, the starter and loser. High drive, hit deep to right by Cranepool. It is up, and there it goes. A home run. Eddie Cranepool has tied the game with a line drive home run over the right field fence. His second home run of the ball game. Eddie Cranepool now has collected 3 home runs, driven 12 runs in. He now has back-to-back home runs off Jack Sanford. Both have been line drives over the fence and right, and both really tagged. So Eddie Cranepool is off to a tremendous start. 20-year-old first baseman leading the National League in batting and perhaps is tied for the National League lead in runs batted in. He has started the day in a tie. Now Sanford winding the pitch to Christopher. It's over for a call strike. Last time a member of the Mets hit 2 home runs in a ball game was last year when Charlie Smith turned the trick in mid-August.
Now Christopher waiting. Low and outside. One ball and one strike. Sanford had retired 8 straight hitters. The last man to reach base on Sanford had Ben Cranepool when Eddie homered with a line drive in the third inning. Ground ball hit hard down to third. Jim Ray Hart is up with it. The peg across to McCovey is in time, and Christopher is out. So this ball game is now tied 4-4. The Mets are batting in the top of the sixth inning. This is game 5 of the 18 between the Mets and the Giants this year. The winner of this ball game takes the lead of the season series 3-2. And then a doubleheader tomorrow. Jim Hickman takes low and outside, ball one. Jim had a real good game in that 9-8 thriller last night. He had doubles back-to-back that produced 2 runs. Off-speed pitch is over, 1-1. One of the things that put Eddie Cranepool into the Mets lineup so quickly, his first spring with the ball club, was he hit 3 home runs in an exhibition game at Portsmouth. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. The Mets were on the way north, and Eddie hit against the Orioles 3-1 ball game and opened the season in right field. Eddie Cranepool is now hitting .459 with 3 home runs and 12 runs batted in, and this the 11th game of the season. Boy, that is quite a start. Now the pitch on the way. Outside, and the count even 2-2. This is Eddie's fourth year in pro ball. Low and outside. Actually, he's had 2.5 years of pro ball. When he signed coming out of school, he went to Syracuse, Knoxville, Auburn, and then came to the Mets at the end of the year. He was with 4 ball clubs in a half a season. Foul tip into the dirt, can't be handled by Tom Haller. 63 was Cranepool's first full season at the age of 18. He played both with the Mets and with Buffalo. A swing and a miss, he struck him out. Hickman fooled by Jack Sanford on a breaking ball. For Sanford, his 8th strikeout. Last year, Eddie played only 15 games at Buffalo. He had started the year and was in a batting slump, and so he was sent to Buffalo. Played there 15 ball games, and you'll recall exactly when he came back. He had played a Saturday doubleheader against Syracuse. Played every inning of the doubleheader on Saturday. Flew to New York, arrived at 1 a.m. Sunday, and then Sunday was in the lineup all afternoon. And that was today the Mets and the Giants played the doubleheader with the second game going 23 innings. If you ever saw a tired young man after 2 days of baseball, it was Ed Cranepool. 1 and no strikes on Charlie Smith. Charlie singled in a run in the first, was struck out in the 4th inning. Charlie drove in 2 big runs last night. Get hard on the ground down to third, a 1 hopper for Jim Hart. He straightens up, throws to first, and the side is out. 1 run, 1 hit. The home run is 2nd of the game by Ed Cranepool. No errors, none left on. At the end of 5.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets 4 and the San Francisco Giants 4. Tom Haller batting 7th in the Giant order, leading off in the last of the 6th inning against Gary Cole. This one foul down the left field line, no play. Well, Gary started the game last night and appeared to be headed toward a losing role when the Mets bailed him out with a great comeback. The Mets got 2 in the 8th inning and 4 in the 9th to tie the game 8-8. They won the game in the 11th inning on a sacrifice fly by Charlie Smith that scored Joe Christopher. Now Parsons has been taken off the hook, and now Gary is in another ball game where at the moment he's the pitcher of record. Breaking ball inside and low. 1-1 on Tom Haller. Haller singled home a run in the 2nd inning. Fly to left in the 3rd inning. 1 hit and 2 times at bat. Gary with that big windup, the 1-1 pitch. And he slowed up a little after the big motion, got the outside corner, 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Outside in the count, evens 2-2, and that was a real hummer by Gary Kroll.
Jerry got a haircut in Los Angeles. He doesn't get one of those too often. Now the 2-2 delivery. Change up, hit on the ground down to first. A fair ball handled by Cranepool. He'll take it himself, getting Tom Haller one away. Jerry was born in Culver City, California. Until last winter, he had been continuing his education in the off-season, but he agreed with the New York Mets that he needed all the work he could get to try and polish up the rough edges, and so he pitched winter ball. And it certainly appears to have paid off for him. One ball and no strikes on Hal Lanier. Now, Gary, out of his windup, the pitch thrown to Lanier. Breaking ball, a strike on the outside corner. It's one ball, one strike. Radio and television coverage, both games for the Mets tomorrow. They start at 3 p.m. New York time. High fly, hit deep to right center. Moving over to his glove side is Jim Hickman. Lewis is there. Side by side, it's Lewis who makes the catch. Right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Mets station. The time? 2.5 minutes before 7.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner were in the last of the sixth inning in San Francisco. Good battle going, and it's tied up 4-4. Gary Kroll in relief of Tom Parsons winds and pitches. Fastball a strike on the inside corner. Mets had the early lead. They led 3-1 at the end of 2.5. The Giants got 3 in the third inning and went in front 4-3. The Mets tied the game on Cranepool's homer in the top of this inning. It was Eddie's second home run of the game. And it looks like the Mets are going to hit quite a few more home runs this year than they did last. Pitching 1-1 to Jack Sanford. Inside and high. He had to get out of the way of it. It's 2 balls and a strike. Sanford is powerfully built. He's strong, and as Ralph was pointing out, you have to use caution when you face him because he has the power to hit one out. 2-1 delivery. Low and outside, and now Gary is behind on him, 3-1. This is the second inning in relief for Gary Kroll. Frank Larry is on call in the bullpen, but not throwing right now. It's over. Strike two at the knees, 3-2. And Sanford didn't like the call by Frank Sicori. Sanford had taken a stride toward first. I said Frank Sicori. It's Ken Burkhardt, beg your pardon. And now Burkhardt's got the mask off. That means the argument's gone about as far as it can. Coming out of a dugout on the run is skipper Herman Frank so that his pitcher won't get thrown out of a ball game. Now, Herman Franks comes out. He's not allowed to argue on the decision of the umpire on the pitch. He's merely there to protect his ball player, Jack Sanford, calm him down, and not let him get thrown out of this ball game. The mask came off, and that means it's just about time to end the argument if you want to stay. It's 3-2 on Sanford, and the pitch by Kroll. Foul ball, right straight back into the crowd, no play. Beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. Now the 3-2 pitch. A high pop-up down the right field line. Cranepool's in foul ground. The wind moving it over. He's there, makes the catch, the side is out. And Sanford is still arguing with Ken Burkhardt. So Sanford fouls out, and he didn't even try to run to first base. He just stayed there and fussed with umpire Burkhardt. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Sanford's defense, it must be pointed out that the ball was obviously a foul ball. Lindsey Nelson will be with you to detail all the remaining excitement here from Candlestick Park in just a moment. Right now, the score at the end of the sixth, the Mets 4 and the Giants 4. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Today, most menthol cigarettes are pretty much alike. But here's a wonderful exception. Cool Filter Kings. You see, only Cools give you rich, mellow tobaccos, Cools white filter, and extra coolness. The most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. So come all the way up to cool. Discover extra coolness.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough until you change to cool. Just not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool. With rich tobacco, cools like filter. Extra coolness too. Discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let cool come through for you. You'll be smoking cools all the time once you come up.
Discover extra coolness. Come all the way up to cool. Cool Filter King.
We have had quite a discussion here between innings between manager Herman Franks of the Giants and Ken Burkhart, the umpire behind the plate, concerning the situation a moment ago on the strike call on Jack Sanford. Sanford argued the point to some extent, and of course, that's a quick way to get thrown out of a ball game, because if you actually argue that in earnest, and to the extent that the umpire thinks that you are disputing it in earnest, expulsion is mandatory. And that is why Herman Franks came out of the dugout in a hurry to keep his pitcher in the ballgame, because expulsion is mandatory for disputing a strike call. And now the umpire is taking quite a riding from the Giant bench, and Franks came out to argue the point, and a spectator has jumped down onto the field, and he is being escorted back up into the stands by the park police, and Bobby Klaus is stepping into the batter's box to lead off for the Mets here in the top half of the seventh. This score tied 4-4. Jack Sanford still in the ballgame and on the mound. He delivers to the right-hand batter, and it is fouled off for strike one. Nothing in one to catch to Bobby Klaus. Six inning totals in the ballgame. For the Giants, 4 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. For the Mets, 4 runs on only 4 hits off Sanford, and 2 of them home runs by Cranepool and 1 error. Is inside low, and Klaus bluffs the butt. And now Sanford's a little unhappy with that call, as he figures that it should have been called a strike, and he sort of is appealing to anyone that would look. It is a 1-1 count now to Bobby Klaus at the plate. Jack Sanford with the 1-1 delivery. Kicks high, and the pitch is low and away for a ball. 2-1. Jack Sanford is the oldest member of the Giants squad at 35. Tom Haller goes out to the mound now to talk things over. Bob Shaw is working down in the bullpen for the Giants. Haller turns to come back behind the plate. Jack Sanford's first year in the major leagues was 1957. With the Philadelphia Phillies, he won 19 games his first year up. His biggest winning season was 1962, when he won 24 for the pennant-winning Giants. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground up the middle, and Air Rooster's right up with it, plays on to first, and just in time. But Covey had to take it on a short hop. There's one away, and that will bring up Chris Canizero. He has been up twice. He struck out swinging, and he grounded out second to first. Canizero is from the Bay Area of San Francisco, a native of San Leandro, and during the offseason, he works in a men's clothing shop in San Leandro. Story tied here 4-4 in the top half of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch in there for a called strike. And now the pitch swung on and popped up down the right field line. McCovey retreats, but Lanier calls him off and makes the catch in fair territory. Two away, and that will bring up the Mets pitcher, Gary Crow. Crow is coming up for his first time in this game. Parsons batted once and was called out on strike, and Svoboda batted for him the next time up. Crow has been up 3 times this year, and he's had 2 base hits. That was against the Giants last Sunday at Shea Stadium in New York. Sanford has the side, and here's the pitch to the big right-hand batter. Swung on, hit on the ground to third, charged by Jim Rayhart, comes up with it, plays on, and just in time to get Gary Crow. So the side is out in order with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. The score at the end of 6.5 innings is
The Mets 4 and the Giants 4. And if you've been wondering what Swedish Americans sing after the smorgasbord, listen to this.
Turalleri is a song that Swedish Americans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Helan Gore is a traditional Swedish drinking song. And often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Swedes than in all of Husqvarna, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Swedish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
In the bottom half of the seventh inning, the San Francisco Giants will be sending up Jose Pagan, Matty Eller, and Willie McCovey to face right-hander Gary Kroll. The Mets got off to an early start this afternoon by picking up two runs in the top of the first. But the Giants came back to get one in the second and three in the third. Mets, meanwhile, had picked up one in the third and one in the sixth. And the score is tied. There have been two home runs in the ballgame, both by Ed Cranepool of the New York Mets. Pagan coming up now has grounded out, lined a single to right, and grounded out pitcher to first. Wind is blowing stiffly out toward right field here at this moment. Cole looks in to get a sign from Chris Canizero. And the pitch, the breaking ball inside and high for ball one. Charlie Smith is even with the bag at third for the Mets. Pitch is in there for a called strike. One and one now to Jose Pagan, the leadoff man in the Giant batting order. Mets have the defense shaded toward left. Letting Pagan to pull. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Back of third, going out of play. Runs the count to one ball and two strikes. Now to Pagan. That ball ricocheted on down into the Met bullpen where it was picked up by Met pitching coach Warren Spahn. He's a busy man. You know, sometimes you might think that when a man gets to be 44 years of age, as Warren Spahn did yesterday, and when he has the accomplishments and achievements to his credit that Spahn has, that he might get just a little blasé about the game of baseball. But I have never seen a man who is bubbling more about the New York Mets than the day-by-day baseball games than Spahn. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike three. Strike him out. Cole picks up his first strikeout. Parsons didn't strike out anybody during his tenure. And now Matty Eller is coming up. He executed a drag bunt for a base hit in the first inning. He looped a single to right for a base hit in the third inning, and he lined out to Johnny Lewis in right in the fifth inning. So he's two for three this afternoon. We hope that you enjoy these broadcasts of the Mets games, and we hope you'll enjoy Rheingold beer along with the game. The pitch is low for a ball. Alou bluffed the bunt. He is hitting right now 429. Cranepool is hitting 459. Cranepool leading the National League in batting. Matty Alou was signed for a bonus of $200, which is fairly reasonable when you consider the bonuses that are paid these days. His brother, Jesus Alou, was paid $1,500. Here's a pitch high and away. On the other side of the ledger, Gaylord Perry was paid $90,000. Al Lanier between $50,000 and $75,000, including a job for his dad, Max, who now manages the Giant Club at Lexington, North Carolina. Is the count to Matty Alou as he backs out to take a look down at the sign man, Charlie Fox at third. Against the speed of Alou, Charlie Smith on the grass at third. Those pitches right in there for a called strike. 2-1. There is one man out and nobody on base. The score is tied. The Mets 4 and the Giants 4.
Gary Crow with a 2-1 pitch. They're tying away as the Lou again moved up and bluffed the bunt. Runs the count out to 3-1 now. Willie McCovey is waiting on deck for the Giants here at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. The 3-1 delivery. Fired right in for a called strike two. It's a full count now at 3-2. Today's paid attendance here in San Francisco is 14,702. 14,702 paid. Here's a swing and a miss, and Crow gets another strikeout on a playoff pitch. Breaking ball, and he had Matty Alou all the way around. So Crow has struck out Pagan and Alou successively, and Willie McCovey's coming up. Hit into a forced play fly, the center was hit by a pitch ball. Gary Crow deals a pitch to Big Stretch. It's fouled back into the seats and out of play for strike one. Cookie LaVigetta on the coaching line for the Giants at first base. He spent 2 years as a coach with the New York Mets. Strike one delivery to McCovey, and it's swung on and fouled off. So now Crow goes ahead with a two-strike count to Willie McCovey. You know, during his entire minor league career, this fellow's name was pronounced, and he pronounced it McCovey. And he pronounced it McCovey when he came to the major leagues, but nobody else did, and he finally just gave up and said, all right, call it McCovey. So everybody does. He used to tell you that it rhymed with anchovy. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on it. Mason Gary Crowell has struck out the side. Striking out for God, Matty Alou and Willie McCovey in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Story at the end of seven full innings. It's the Mets 4 and the Giants 4. And now let's check on scores of other games. In the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies again tonight will be down in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers. Johnny Padres last night shut out the Phillies, and that's good news for Dodgers fans. If Padres has indeed returned to form, can you imagine that pitching staff of Koufax, Padres, Osteen, and Drysdale? Tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates play the Houston Astros at their own stadium in Houston. This afternoon, the Cincinnati Reds defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 as Sammy Elliott started and got the win. He got help from Bill McCool in the ninth. Tracy Salad started and was the loser for the Cardinals. Steve Carlton in the sixth, Ron Taylor in the sixth, and Washburn in the seventh. Frank Robinson had two home runs, and Vader Benson had one for the Reds. The Chicago Cubs defeated the Milwaukee Braves 3-1. Bob Buell started and got the win, with Ted Abernathy relieving in the seventh. Tony Kroniger started and took the loss for Milwaukee. Hank Fisher in the fifth, and Osinski in the seventh inning. Over in the American League, in 12 innings, the Boston Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 7-5. Earl Wilson started, but Big Dick Raddatz came in the seventh and was the winning pitcher for the Red Sox. Mill Pappas started, relieved by Rowe in the first, Durrett in the sixth, and Stu Miller in the eighth, and Miller was the loser for the Orioles. Orsino had a homer. Thomas had one in the 12th with two on, and Brad had one in the 12th with nobody on for Baltimore. The Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins 7-4. Reagan started, Searle in the ninth, and Larry Sherry came under the ninth and was the winner for the Detroit Tigers. Dick Stigman started for Minnesota. Perry in the third, Clipstein in the fourth, Nelson in the eighth, Frosno in the ninth, Worthington in the ninth, homers by Allison, Dimito, Horton again, and Brown with the three-run homer in the ninth. Gates Brown with the three-run homer to win it. The Dodgers beat the Yankees 6-3. Dean Chance the winner, and Jim Bouton the loser. Cleveland beat Kansas City 4-1. Terry the winner, Talbot the loser. And the White Sox beat Washington 6-2. Howard the winner, Narum the loser. Now here's a pitch to Johnny Lewis, and he swings and misses for strike one. We're starting the top half of the eighth inning here. Lewis opened up the ballgame with a ground single and later scored to keep his hitting streak alive at 10 straight games. Since then, he has struck out twice. Sanford's been throwing Lewis a lot of off-speed pitches. Strike one delivery. That's an off-speed pitch low, and it's 1-1. Waiting on deck is Roy McMillan for the Mets. Jim Ray Hart's on the grass at third base against the speed of Johnny Lewis. 1-1 delivery. swung on and foul back. Into the seats and out of play. It's 1-2. A big Sunday doubleheader here tomorrow. Mets and the Giants split a Sunday doubleheader last Sunday in New York, and so tomorrow they'll be playing on the second successive Sunday with a twin bill. Starts out here at high noon. Need to start in New York at 3 p.m. We'll be on the air at 2:55 tomorrow. It's a swing and a high pop on an off-speed pitch. It's to right field. It's Jesus Salou is over there underneath, and he makes the catch. One away, and now Roy McMillan. Pushed a bunt to the right side in the first inning, and McCovey threw it away. And then he counted out twice, short to first. So officially, he's nothing for two. Mets has no batting practice, no infield practice today. Pitch is in there for a call strike. Because of the fact that last night's game didn't end until 12:20. So by the time they got back to town and had a bite to eat, it was 2 a.m. So Casey suspended batting practice and infield practice for today's game. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. Two strike count to McMillan. One man out and nobody on base. Ed Cranesville's on deck. Here's a two-strike delivery. Swung out, hit in the air to center. Willie Mays races over. Pounds the glove and puts it away. He had to sort of reach out and put it so and haul it in after he had touched. Two men out and Cranesville's coming up. He's had home runs in each of his last two times, leading the National League at bat. With a mark of 4.59. And you hear a little stirring around in the stands as he is announced. Jack Sanford with the pitch. And it's low for a ball. Cranesville has three home runs to his credit so far this season. Sanford's pitch. Outside. It's 2-0. He's working carefully to head Cranesville. Who looks down to Don Heffner to see if he's taking. The Mets 4, the Giants 4. That Pagan has been moved all the way over to the second base side of the bag. Shortstop Pagan has been moved way over, and Lanier's in short right field. The pitch is in there. Well, this is what you'd call the crane pool shift, and it's the first time I've ever seen it. The Giants have McCovey guarding the line deep at first. They have Lanier retreating about 5 yards deep on the outfield grass and Pagan behind the bag. Here's a pitch low. 3-1 is the count to Ed Crane Pool. Pagan can't find out where they want him to play. Now he moves further on over, and they exaggerate the shift as they move Lanier on back into short right. What a place for a drag bunt. Here's a pitch high. Instead, they walk him. With all the defense, he's on the base on ball. So the Mets get a base runner, and Joe Christopher's coming up. That's the second walk issued by Sanford. The other one was an intentional pass to Joe Christopher, and that was in the first inning. Strangely enough, day by day, that would not be a good defense against Ed Cranesville at all. Because Cranesville goes with the pitch pretty well, and many of his bases go to the opposite field. Christopher's up there. Cranesville leads it first. Here's a swing and a drive into left center field for a base hit. Cranesville around second. He's on his way to third. Mays up with the ball. The throw goes to second. Cranesville throws up safely at third, and Christopher's on at first with a line single to left. That is only the fifth hit for the Mets off Jack Sanford, but it gives them runners at first and third. And Cookie Lavagetto is on his way to the mound. Coach Cookie Lavagetto of the Giants going to the mound. They have Bob Shaw warmed up in the bullpen. And it could be that the Giants aren't going to go very far with Jack Sanford here.
Stanford would not want to leave in these circumstances because if he does, he cannot possibly be the winning pitcher, no matter what happens. And he could be the losing pitcher because he would be responsible for the men on base. Lavagetta is talking to him. Haller is there. The entire infield, with the exception of McCovey, is there. But Cookie was sent out with orders to make a change, and he makes it with Bob Shaw coming in. So Sanford will go out of the ballgame here. And the indication from that is that the Giants don't go very far with Jack Sanford, because he has only walked one man, other than an intentional pass, and he's been reached for only five hits. Lavagetta was sent out by manager Herman Frank to make the change. Sanford has pitched seven and two-thirds innings, in which he has given up four runs on five hits. He has struck out eight, and he's walked two, and he's getting ahead as he comes out of the game. He's not happy, and he is talking to Cookie Lavagetta coming across. Cookie turns now and is called up by William McCovey to say a word. Bob Shaw, a native of Garden City, Long Island. Here's the pitcher. Bob Shaw came to the major leagues with the Detroit Tigers. His best year was 1959 with the Chicago White Sox, their pennant winning year, when he won 18 games. The Mets have Jesse Gander now on deck. So Casey Stengel is going to his bench to send up a left-hand batter, Jesse Gander. And he is sending Billy Cowan down to the bullpen to loosen up. It'll be Gander hitting for Hickman, and then he's loosening up Cowan to go into center field in the next inning. So Casey is making his bid here in the top half of the eighth to get a run with the score tied 4-4. Cranefield is the runner at third base. And Joe Christopher is the runner at first base with two men out. You may recall that last night, Jesse Gander delivered a home run in the ninth inning as he followed Ron Svoboda, who had just hit a home run. So Svoboda and Gander hit him back-to-back last night. Gander is a native of the Bay Area of San Francisco. He attended McClyman's High School in Oakland. And guess who's warming up Cowan down in the bullpen? The man who does everything on this ball club, Warren Spahn, the pitching coach. He's done just about everything you can do, in addition to pitching some of the finest baseball you'd ever care to see. He was saying that with the Milwaukee Braves one year, he had a left-handed catcher's glove made up, but Charlie Dressen wouldn't let him take it on the field. Tell him to put it in the locker and leave it there. Bob Henley and Frank Lindsay are warming up in the bullpen now for the Giants. As Jesse Gander steps into the batter's box now, Shaw is warmed up. Shaw is a right-hander. You work off the stretch, and his stretch here is the stats of having that ball at the belt when you take the time and throwing right from there. He is looking in now. Runners lead at first and third. He sets. Here's the pitch. Way outside for a ball. Score tied, 4-4. Gander batting for Hickman. Jess has been Casey Stengel's number one pinch hitter this season. He's the man the old professor looks for when he needs somebody up there. Runners lead first and third. The 1-0 pitch to Gander. Swung on and missed. All the way around. He was swinging for distance. It's 1-1. Herman Franks was wearing a jacket earlier in the afternoon. He has shed that. And the heat of the day's combat. Charlie Smith on deck for the Mets. Bob Shaw sets. And here's the pitch. swung on. A high hopper towards second, and it is taken by McCovey. He cuts it off and plays it over in time. And he is out as Gonder has to hang on to the pitcher, Bob Shaw, who took the toss. And it's a good thing that McCovey got over to cut it off because the second baseman was too deep. They play him out on the outfield grass regularly, but Gonder grounds out. 3-1 if you're scoring, and in the top of the eighth, the Mets got no runs. They had one hit, one walk, no errors, two left. Score at the end of 7.5 innings. There's the Mets 4 and the Giants 4. And here's a helpful driving tip from the makers of Super Shell, the good mileage gasoline.
The sound of power? Don't you believe it. That car is trying to warn you that it may be dangerous to drive. Here's a tip from local Shell dealers on what this warning can mean and what to do about it.
That was a car with a leaking muffler. It's not only annoying, it may even be illegal, and it is always dangerous. That's because a leaking muffler releases harmful exhaust gases. These gases can then seep into the passenger compartment where they can make you ill or even drowsy at the wheel.
So if you suspect a leaking muffler, take your car into your Shell dealer right away for a check of the exhaust system. Let him make the needed repairs. And soon a car that sounds like this will sound like this. That's the real sound of safe power. The sound you want to hear from your car. Remember, at Shell stations, service is our business.
Giants in the bottom of the eighth. Willie Mays is up to lead off. Jerry Kroll into the windup, and the pitch to the right-hand batter is low in the dirt for a ball. Jerry Kroll struck out the side in the bottom of the seventh, getting Pagan, Matty Alou, and Willie McCovey. Willie Mays is 2-for-3 in this game today. He has driven in one run and scored one himself. Willie with a current batting average of .359. Jerry Kroll with the pitch to Willie. And it's high, so he goes behind Mays, 2-0. Waiting on deck is Jesus Salou. Jerry Crow with a 2-0 delivery. Swung on and popped up into right field. A long run in for Johnny Lewis, and Kraus is back there, and did anybody get it? Nobody got it. It was stopped, and Mays is at second base. Johnny Lewis on Kraus both tried for it just near the line, and it fell in, and Mays is at second base. Scored is a double for Willie. It was a sky-high pop down the line. Cranesville went back. Lewis came in, and Kraus cut over. Both Kraus and Lewis stabbed at it, and the ball was off the glove of both. But Mays has a leadoff double here in a game that is tied. Bottom half of the eighth inning. And now Charlie Fox, the coach at third, wants a word with Jesus Salou. Coming up next. Salou is 2-for-3, and he's batted in one run and scored one today. He's a right-hand batter. Let's play Jesus Salou straight away. Gary Crow's pitch, and it's inside for a ball. It's just shortened up a little in bluff, but didn't offer. Waiting on deck is Jim Ray Hart. So Gary Crow has his work cut out for him here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. That's 4 and the Giants 4. Stepped off the rubber. Here's a 1-0 delivery, and it is bunted down the third baseline. A good butt. Charlie Smith barehands and throws on in time. He got him. Willie Mays moving on to third. A good play by Charlie Smith at third. The barehand play. He came in, stabbed that ball on the grass, and threw on the Cranesville and got Jesus Salou. But it moved Willie Mays on to third, and that was the purpose of the sacrifice. And Jim Ray Hart is coming up. Hart is nothing for three in this game, but he can hit the long ball, and the Giants would like to see him at least get a fly ball to the outfield to score Mays from third. The Mets have to bring the infield in, and they do. One man out, score tied. Throws pitch. Breaking ball a little tight for ball one. Jim Ray Hart had 31 home runs last year. That did not set a club record for Giant third baseman in home runs because that's held by Mel Ott, who played third base 1 year and had 36 home runs. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Jim Ray Hart swinging the bat as he waits. Go with a 1-1 delivery. Swung on, hit on the ground through the hole into left field base. Willie Mays comes on to score. Hart turns and holds as Christopher comes up with the ball, and the Giants go ahead by a score of 5-4. With the infield in, there was no chance to play the ball as it went between McMillan and Smith. Coming up now is Tom Haller, a left-hand batter and catcher, who's 1-for-3. Singled and drove in a run in the second inning. Still only one man out for the Giants, batting here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. It's low for a ball. 1-0 to Tom Haller. Jim Ray Hart on at first, and Cranepool is playing behind the runner there. Here's a 1-0 delivery, and it's high for a ball. So Crow now goes behind to Tom Haller, 2-0. Waiting on deck is Hal Lanier. The sign. Here's the pitch. And it's way inside. So he goes behind 3-0 now to Tom Haller. The flag in center field rippling strongly out toward right now as the wind has picked up a little velocity and now throwing a little dust across the infield. Play is held up for the moment. Here's a 3-0 pitch. And it's outside. He walked him. And as Haller goes to first, we pause the station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network. Giants have runners at first and second. Jim Ray Hart at second base. And Tom Haller at first, having picked up the first walk issued by Crow. And Hal Lanier is the batter. He's nothing for three. Swing and a drive into the glove of Charlie Smith for one. Throw to second, but he's back safely. Runners hold, and a low liner is taken off the shoe tops of Charlie Smith for the second out. And Bob Shaw, the pitcher, is coming up. Shaw is a right-hand batter. Gary Crow with a pitch that's over the head of Bob Shaw. He ducks underneath and it's ball one. Jim Davenport is heading down to the bullpen of the Giants to loosen up. There's a swing and the ball's hit in the air to right. Johnny Lewis with a long run. Can he get there? It's a foul ball and he can't get there. Curved off foul, and Lewis was still several steps away as that was curving away from him. One and one, the count to Bob Shaw. Giants have 5 runs on 10 hits. The Mets have 4 runs on 5 hits. Now
Bob Shaw steps out of the batter's box. Comes back in. Jerry Crow with the pitch. Low and away. Shaw had a notion, laid off, took it at 2-1. Sign. 2-1 delivery to Shaw. Misses outside. Here's a throw to first, not in time. Canizaro fired it down to Cranepool, but Haller was back safely. And now Kroll has gone behind to Bob Shaw, 3-1. Casey single. Little concern. Moves around a little in front of the dugout and then goes back in. He has nobody warming up in the bullpen at this moment. Get Frank Larry warmed down here a moment ago. Here's a 3-1 pitch. In there for a tall strike. Shaw held the arms up and it zipped in underneath in the strike zone. So it's 3-2. This will be a payoff pitch from Gary Crow to Bob Shaw. Now Crow steps off the rubber. Checks the runners at first and second. They're going. Payoff pitch is live into right field for a base hit. Jim Mayhart comes out to score. Tom Haller moves to third, and Shaw is on with a single to right center field and a run batted in. The Giants now lead 6-4. With the runners going on the 3-2 pitch, Shaw slammed the ladder over the head of second baseman Bobby Clouse. And now Jose Pagan is coming up. Giants 6 and the Mets 4. We're in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Bold pitch to the right-hand batter. Hit deep to center. And Billy Cowan retreats. He's there. And Billy Cowan puts it away. But in the bottom of the 8th, the Giants picked up 2 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and 2 left. And the score at the end of 8 full innings is the Giants 6 and the Mets 4. The Mets will be coming home to open up a homestand at Shea Stadium on the night of May 4th. The Philadelphia Phillies will be in, and it's going to be quite a homestand because in addition to the Phillies, the Milwaukee Braves will be in, the St. Louis Cardinals will be in, and the Cincinnati Reds will be in. So if you'd like to purchase tickets for any of the Mets games of that homestand or of any future game to be played for the Mets at Shea Stadium, here's where you can do it. The advance ticket window at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. It's open weekdays from 8 to 6 and on weekends from 9 to 5. There's a Mets ticket office in Pennsylvania Station. It's located in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. It's open weekdays from 8 to 6 and on Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. There is a Mets ticket office in the Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. It's open weekdays 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. For Long Islanders, there is a Mets ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, open during the regular store hours. And reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard clothing stores in the greater New York area. Jim Davenport is now playing third base. That is a defensive move made by the Giants here. As we go to the top half of the ninth inning, Davenport for Jim Ray Hart. Charlie Smith is scheduled first up for the Mets here in the top half of the ninth inning. Bob Shaw is still on the mound. And Shaw is the pitcher of record for the Giants right now. Crowell, the pitcher of record for the Mets. And Charlie Smith advances to the plate. He has singled the center to drive in a run. That was in the first inning. He struck out swinging in the fourth and grounded out third to first in the sixth. The Mets are 2 runs down in the top of the ninth. They were a lot more than that down last night if they went to the top of the ninth. Mets finally won it in 11 innings, 9-8. Frank Lindsay and Bob Henley throwing in the Giant bullpen. Bob Short pitched to Smith. He pushes him up to the right side. And now can he beat Short of the bag? He can, and he's on. So that is the play to use against the defense of the Giants when they drop that second baseman back on the edge of the grass in right field. You push that bunch to the right side. You make the first baseman play it and beat the pitcher to the bag with the base hit. So the Mets quickly get a leadoff runner, and that's what you look for when you're two runs behind. Cleon Jones is coming out now to bat for Bobby Clouse. Well, there might be a lot of method in this move because Cleon Jones is a right-hand batter, but his power is to right field, and that's where the wind is blowing. So when you're two runs behind, you want a man who can hit that ball in the air the way that you get the help from the wind. So Cleon Jones is coming up. Batting for Bobby Clouse with Charlie Smith at first and nobody out. The Giants leading the Mets by a score of 6-4. Larry Benares is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Bob Shaw is up and set. Here's the pitch. It's low inside for a ball. The Giants have moved right fielder Jesus Alou over toward the line. But they're playing Mays straight away so that the big gap is up the alley in right center field. Now the pitch swung on and hit in the air to left field. And moving back is Matty Alou. He's there. He has plenty of room. This pitch is in for a call strike to Canizero. Course working off the stretch. Smith leads it first and here's the pitch low in the dirt and dug out by Haller. One and one to count to zero. Playing behind the runner at first, and here's a pitch going on, a ground ball off the glove of Shaw, rolls on back towards second. He has no play, and both runners are safe. Canizero's on at first, and Charlie Smith's on at second. This is Danny Napoleon coming in from the bullpen now and shedding the jacket. It is an error charged against Bob Shaw on that ground ball back to the mound. So the Mets have the potential tying runs on base, and Al Jackson is going out to run now. For Canizero. It is Jackson running for Canizero at first base. Al Jackson is a pitcher by trade. He'll pitch tomorrow, but one of the fastest men on the squad. He was a track man in college. Casey Single is now looking down the bullpen. He wants a left-hand batter, and the only one I see down there is a fellow named Warren Spahn. And Warren Spahn is being brought up here. He's a fellow who does everything, and Warren was a little surprised when he got the call. He's coming in with the jacket on, but Casey Single wants Spahn as a pinch hitter, apparently. Warren Spahn has hit more home runs than any pitcher in the history of the National League. He has 36 career home runs, and he's going to be called on here as a pinch hitter by manager Casey Single. 44 years old yesterday, has won more games as a pitcher than any left-hander in the history of the game. And nobody's come out of the dugout yet. Napoleon went in there and so did Spahn, and when somebody comes out, we'll sure tell you. The Giants are leading with a two-run margin. Shaw is staying warm by firing in the warm-up sausage here. Now Juan Spahn is coming out swinging a bat. So Spahn is going to bat here. He has been up six times this year, and he's had one hit. It was a double. But Casey Single looks for the left-hand batter to go against
Todd Shaw, and here is Funny. Gets a hand if he's an out here in San Francisco. One of the legitimate all-time greats in the history of this game. So it is Vaughn batting for Gary Kroll here in the top half of the ninth inning. Charlie Smith at second, Al Jackson at first, Bob Shaw up and set. The pitch to Vaughn, and it's in for a called strike. Johnny Lewis is now on deck. He is a left-hand batter. Tomorrow in the Sunday doubleheader, the Mets pitchers will be Warren Spahn and Al Jackson. Right now, Jackson's the runner at first and Spahn's at the plate. Runners lead first and second. Pitch misses high and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Shave the defense to right just a little. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung out here on the ground to first base. McCovey is going for the bag, and both runners move up. So with two men out now, the Mets have runners in scoring position at second and third, and Johnny Lewis coming up. Vaughn with the ground ball to McCovey deep to move him along. Johnny Lewis had a ground single and later scored in the first inning. Struck out the next two times, up and slide to right in the eighth. Giants have a conference at the mound. Tom Halley is still there. First base is open. Roy McMillan would be scheduled up after Johnny Lewis. Giants six and the Mets four. But the Mets have runners at second and third. Bob Shaw working straight away, and the pitch to Johnny Lewis is outside for a ball. This is a foul ball as he checked the swing, and it rolled off to the left side. 1-1 to count now to Johnny Lewis. Mets have Dennis Rybatt up and throwing in the bullpen also now. Ron Swoboda is working as a bullpen catcher down there. Here is Shaw with a 1-1 pitch to Johnny Lewis. Breaking ball, it missed high and away, and it's two balls and one strike now to Lewis. Johnny has a season's batting average of .344. The Mets making a bid here in the top half of the ninth inning. Time to stay alive in this ball game. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, it missed high and away. So it goes 3-1 now to Lewis. He backs out to take a look at Don Hefner to see if he's going to get a take sign. At ball four, while he was looking, it was an intentional pass. So scored as an intentional pass as the catcher moved out to take it. They didn't want to take a chance with Lewis, with McMillan due up, but McMillan's call back and Danny Napoleon is going to bat for him. Danny Napoleon is batting for Roy McMillan. I can tell you this. If the Mets can get those two runs in and send this game into extra innings, that's going to be a very interesting infield that they come up with because Clouse is out of the ballgame and so is McMillan. Tom Haller went over to talk things over with the Giant manager, Herman Frank. Dan Napoleon has been up only twice, and he's had one hit, so his batting average for the season is .500. Last night, he appeared as a pinch hitter and did not get a hit, and his average dropped 500 points, and that's as much as it can drop in one appearance. Haller walks all the way to the mound now with Bob Shaw. The Mets have the bases loaded. Danny Napoleon has had 1 year of professional baseball in which he hits 351 with Auburn and the New York Penn League. Right-hand batter, Bob Shaw, goes to work. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Bob Shaw has been the most effective of the Giant relief earlier this season. He's working carefully and slowly now. He takes his glove off and is working on the baseball. He goes to the rosin bag now. Bases loaded and two men out. Shaw works straight away. The pitch to Danny Napoleon. Swung on and missed. He chased the breaking ball. A two-strike count now to Napoleon. Shaw has gone quickly ahead. Charlie Smith at third base. Al Jackson at second base. And Johnny Lewis at first base. And here's the two-strike delivery. Swung on and hit in the air to right. It is deep. And chased back there by Jesus Alou. And he can't get it. It is rolling near the wall. Jackson scores. Lewis scores. The Mets take the lead. And batting in at third with a triple is Danny Napoleon. Jesus Alou thought for a moment the ball was going over the fence. It was right at the wall. He finally leaped for it. It was off his glove. Rolled around the base of the wall. Willie Mays helped him chase it down. But it's a triple and three runs batted in, and the Mets lead by a score of 7-6. Here at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Casey Stengel's strategy has paid off again here in this series. As the Mets have taken the lead, Crane Pool is coming up. But before he does, Cookie Lavagetto is going to the mound to make a pitching change for the Giants. Danny Napoleon's average went right back up. He has 2-for-3 now, and he goes to 6-6-7. Lavagetta has made the change as Shaw is leaving the ball game, and coming in is the left-hander, Bob Henley. He was in there last night briefly. The fact that there were two men out and good speed on the bases accounted for the fact that the Mets were able to score three runs, because they were running with two men out on the fly ball, had good speed in Jackson. Charlie Smith, of course, scored easily from third. Good speed with Jackson from second, and excellent speed with Lewis on at first. We paused there from because the press box PA said Frank Lindsay pitching, but that's hardly true because he's a right-hander. That's a left-hander out there on the mound. That's Bob Henley. He'll be pitching the left-hand batter, Ed Cranepool. That's the move to the left-hand pitcher here. Shaw pitched one full inning. Two-thirds of this one and a third of the last one. And he's been pitched for three runs. He's responsible for the runner at third. Given up two hits, struck out not and walked one, but he's the pitcher record at this moment. He contributed an error into the bargain that started off things here as Chris Canizaro hit the ball back with Charlie Smith on his first. So Shaw's gone and Henley's here, warming up. And the Mets are leading by a score of 7-6 with two men out in the top half of the ninth inning. Cranepool's had two home runs in the ballgame so far. That was a two-strike pitch that Danny Napoleon hit. He got it up in the air to right field, and Jesus Alou thought he was going to go out of here. As he got back for the fence, and then he stabbed at it, was off his glove. Here's the pitch to Cranepool, and it's in for a call strike. Leon Jones has gone down to the bullpen to loosen up a little now. Left-hand batter, Ed Cranepool, facing left-hand pitcher, Bob Henley. At third base, Davenport's on the edge of the grass. There's a swing and a foul ball. It's strike two to Cranepool. Al Lanier, the second baseman for the Giants, is on the outfield grass. That is a regular maneuver that the Giants use, of playing that second baseman out there in short right field.
And, of course, Charlie Smith pointed his way on to open the top half of the ninth inning. Renee wasn't playing that deeply against the right-hand batter, but he was way back there. And so when McCovey had to field the ball, there was no play. This pitch is way inside and off the bat of Strainville. Just kicked it off as he was trying to get out of the way of the tight pitch. Count holds it two strikes to Cranefoo. The triple by Danny Napoleon to drive in the three runs was the first triple for the Mets this season. Henley looks in to get a sign from Tom Haller. And the pitch is swung out and missed. Henley strikes out Cranefoo to retire the side. But the Mets picked up three runs on two hits and an error and one left here in the top of the ninth. And at the end of 8.5 innings, it is the Mets 7 and the Giants 6. Can you imagine a Puerto Rican party without music? Don't try. Just listen to this.
Temporal is a song Puerto Ricans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change the tune. Base Choriao is the song a Puerto Rican drinks to. He'll sit down, call for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Puerto Ricans than in all of San Juan, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Puerto Ricans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Going out of the bottom half of the ninth inning, and Casey Stengel is out there straightening out the lineup of umpire Ken Burkhardt, and it'll take a little straightening up, because here's what's happened. Billy Cowan has been brought in to play second base. Charlie Smith has moved over to play shortstop. Danny Napoleon is in to play third base, and Cleon Jones is in center field. Hawk Taylor is coming out now. He's the lone remaining catcher, and Dennis Rybatt is the pitcher. You may recall that Rybatt was the winning pitcher in last night's ball game as he held the Giants in check and they threatened in the final inning, the 11th. Matty Alou is just outside the batter's box. The Giants will be sending up here in the bottom of the ninth Matty Alou, Willie McCovey, and Willie Mays. Well, Billy Cowan played shortstop in a couple of intra-squad games in St. Petersburg. He's playing second base. Danny Napoleon played quite a bit of third base in exhibition competition in Florida. And here is Matty Alou in and waiting to open up the bottom of the ninth with Dennis Rybatt on the mound for the New York Mets. Rybatt pitch, and it's in there for a call strike. Matty Alou is 2-for-4 in this game. Hawk Taylor's gone out to get checked out now with Rybatt. Danny Napoleon is on the edge of the grass at third base. Larry Bonar is still throwing in the Met bullpen. Rybatt double pump and the pitch. It's in there as Matty Alou tried to bunt the fastball, but he couldn't get up on that one. That one was fired in there. So it is two strikes now to Matty Alou, trying to drag the ball. Stretch McCovey is waiting on deck. The Mets 7 and the Giants 6. Dennis Rybatt with a two-strike delivery goes to the breaking ball and misses high for ball one. It's 1-2. Rybatt takes a look around now, working on the baseball on the back side of the mound. The Mets with an infielder, Ed Cranefoo at first, Billy Cowan at second, Charlie Smith at short, and Danny Napoleon at third. Here is the 1-2 pitch.
swung on and fouled on the right field line out of play. The count holds at 1-2. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
And this is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 8 p.m.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California, where the Mets are leading the Giants by a score of 7-6. Matty Alou is at the plate, and Dennis Reiband is on the mound looking for the sign. Now starts the motion for the 1-2 pitch. Swung and line down the right field line. It is a foul ball. That one missed by inches down the right field line. Scattered a few of the Giants down in the bullpen. So the count continues at 1-2. Hitting 414 at this moment. Now the 1-2 pitch. A little low, and it's 2-2 to Matty Alou. Herman Frank, the Giant manager, leaning on the side of the dugout, a very concerned gentleman here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Looks to Hawk Taylor. And here is the 2-2 delivery. Swung on and line to Cowan. He short hops it and plays over inside. What a play by Billy Cowan at second base. That was a line shot on a short hop, and he one-handed the ball, came up and played on to first in time, and is one away. That brings up Willie McCovey. He is nothing for three and hit by a pitch ball here this afternoon. Big stretch. A distance hitter. Hawk Taylor calls time and goes out to the mound now to have a word with Dennis Reiband. Willie Mays moving out to the on-deck circle now for the Giants in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Mets have 7 runs on 7 hits. The Giants have 6 runs on 11 hits. Now, tough and pitches. Swung on, it's a ground ball. This one's going to go through in the center field for a base hit. Picked up out there by Cleon Jones and played back and stretch. McCovey is on at first base. That ball went up the middle, and Cowan at second was playing McCovey to pull. It's Mays coming up now. Willie's had 3 hits today. He's 3-for-4, and he's hitting .375. Bob Schroeder's coming in to run for McCovey. Schroeder is running for McCovey at first base. Casey Stengel is going to the mound. The old professor is going to the mound for a word with his young pitcher, Dennis Reiband, now before pitching to Willie Mays. Cowan comes in from his position at second. Hawk Taylor goes to the mound. Danny Napoleon is coming over, and Charlie Smith figures he might as well join the conclave. Casey wants to be sure they're checked out now on the situation and what could happen with the Mets leading 7-6. Schroeder has been brought in as the pinch runner. Now the conference breaks up. Casey comes back to the dugout. Willie Mays is in waiting. Dennis Reiband bends from the waist and gets the sign. Off the stretch. The pitch ball hit on the ground to shortstop.
Gets it over to second for Watt, and no relay. They got the force as Charlie Smith played it over to Cowan. Soto was sliding in. There was no chance to double Mays. But there are two men out now in the bottom of the ninth, and Mays is out at first with Jesus Salou coming up. Willie went for the first pitch. And Fort, Schroeder at second. From Charlie Smith to Billy Cowan. Looking for a sign, but there's Jesus Salou standing in now. Here's a throw over to first, not in time. He's got a whole maze close. Again, Willie takes his lead, and Cranepool holds against the run of the pitch, and it's low for a ball. Jim Davenport is on deck for the Giants. At where the pitch runner goes, and here's the throw to second, and it is high and goes on out into center field. Willie Mays is coming to third. Cleon Jones returns the ball, and Mays takes two bases and pulls up safely at third. So Mays goes second and went on to third on the throwing error by Hawk Taylor, and quickly the Giants have the potential tying run at third base with two men out. Taylor's throw failed over the head of Charlie Smith, who was covering, and on out into center field. And Mays continued on to third. So now the Giants have the potential tying run in scoring position at third base with two men out, and Ryman has gone behind to Jesus Salou 2-0. The Mets lead 7-6. Ryman looks in to get a sign. Starts to work. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-1. So this one has come right down to the wire here. The bottom half of the ninth inning. Willie Mays, the base runner, at third. Danny Napoleon is guarding the line and trying to hold Mays a little closer, but that's a tough thing to do. Willie's a daring base runner. Ryback starts to pump. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. The count to Jesus Salou goes two balls and two strikes. Ryback now gets the return throw. Walks back to the back side of the mound. Wind is blowing his uniform a little bit there on the mound as it's rippling out to right field. He's working on the ball and looking over at Mays, who's a few steps off the bag at third. The Mets 7 and the Giants 6. 2-2 the count. To Jesus Salou, the right-hand batter to place with a closed set. Ryback with the pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to shortstop. Charlie Smith has it across the Cranepool, and the game's over. The Mets have won it by a score of 7-6. As Ryback has come on to hold them in the ninth inning, that's the second time he's done that. He doesn't get the win here today. Gary Crow gets the win, but Ryback gets the save as he came on to put out the fire, and the Mets have made it 2 in a row over the Giants. And the Mets have gone ahead in the season series over the Giants, 3-2. The Mets streaming for the locker room now, having taken 2 in a row from the Giants here in San Francisco. And you can bet this is a happy group of New York Mets. The Mets got 7 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors and 5 left. The Giants got 6 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors and 8 left. The winning pitcher is Gary Crow, and the loser is Bob Shaw. Well, here's the way it went. The Mets got off to an early start this afternoon as they got 2 runs off Jack Sanford in the first inning. And it looks as though that they might be able to do the thing that the Giants did last night, get off to an early start. But the Giants came back and got 1 in the bottom of the second. The Mets, meanwhile, picked up another one in the top of the third when Ed Cranepool hit the first of 2 home runs. And the Mets were leading by a score of 3-1. But then the Giants hopped on Tom Parsons in the bottom half of the third inning and picked up 3 runs on 4 hits. They were all singles, but the Giants had the lead. Finally, Parsons, after 4 innings, was removed for a pinch hitter. He had pitched four innings, behind four runs on seven hits, and Gary Kroll came on. Gary Kroll held the Giants in check until the bottom half of the eighth inning, when Willie Mays doubled, was sacrificed on over to third, and Jim Ray Hart singled him home, and Tom Haller walked, Lanier lined out, and Bob Shaw singled to drive in Jim Ray Hart, and the Giants had two runs, and it looked as though the Giants might be in great shape. Meanwhile, Cranebrule had hit his second home run to give the Mets another run in the sixth inning. So the Mets came to the top half of the ninth inning, trailing by two runs. It was then that Charlie Smith bunted the ball to the right side and was on. And Chris Canizero hit the ball back to the mound. It was bobbled by Shaw, and he was safe. Warren Spahn was brought on as a pinch hitter and grounded out to first base, but moved the runners up. An important base for them to move up, because then Johnny Lewis was intentionally passed to load the bases. And Danny Napoleon batted for Roy McMillan and tripled off the base of the wall in right center, scoring three runs that put the Mets ahead in the ballgame by a score of 7-6. Then Dennis Rybank came on to pitch the ninth and save the game for Gary Kroll. So the Mets have won it by a score of 7-6. And the Mets have moved ahead of the Giants in the standings now, as they have moved up with a record of 5 wins and 6 losses. And they have moved ahead of the Giants in the standings. The Mets have also moved ahead of the Milwaukee Braves and the Houston Astros in the standings. They are in 6th place in the National League standings right now. This game was brought to you by Rhino, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right, and we'll keep right on doing it. Today's game was also brought to you by Kool. Come up to Kool for the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Kool Filter King. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell, the gasoline for good mileage. Stop at the clean white pump for Super Shell.
In all baseball land, there are no fans so grand as our Mets fans. When we play other teams, no one blood-curdling screams, that's our Mets fans.
But when Mets fans shout,
go! What they mean, we all know. We've got no place to go.
Don't forget to switch your clock ahead tonight, 1 hour as we go to daylight savings time, and be with us tomorrow at 2:55 p.m. New York time, daylight savings time, as the Mets meet the San Francisco Giants in a doubleheader. Tomorrow's doubleheader will be on both radio and television. Today's broadcast has been brought to you in cooperation with Sports Network. Our engineer was Sandy Alper. Our statistician was Matt Winnick. Our producer was Joe Gallagher. And our executive producer was Joel Nixon. The final score again, the Mets 7, the Giants 6. So until tomorrow afternoon, this is Lindsey Nelson speaking for Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner, saying so long. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.